Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Biden is commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the pandemic. He's also pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes, such as drug offenses. The White House says it's the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. The clemency follows a broad pardon for his son Hunter, who was prosecuted for gun and tax crimes, a pardon not supported by most Americans. New York City's police commissioner says the gun found on the suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO matches shell casings found at the crime scene.
Luigi Mangione making it clear it won't be an easy extradition back to New York City, where he's accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare's CEO. Yelling as he went into a Pennsylvania court Tuesday about this being an insult to the intelligence of the American people. Arrested at an Altoona McDonald's after being recognized. The AP asking his lawyer Tom Dickey if Mangione denies shooting Brian Thompson.
I'm not really going to get into that. All I can say is my client has pled not guilty.
Julie Walker, New York.
Thousands of residents in Malibu, California remain under evacuation orders and warnings from the Franklin Fire. The blaze has destroyed several structures. This homeowner says it will be some time before his family is back in the house.
I don't think we'll be able to live there for, you know, 6 to 12 months, best case, is my sense, you know, because the roof has, you know, they chainsawed a hole in it, so that's got to be redone. Many windows were busted, all the decks are done.
South Korea's president has defended his martial law decree as an act of governance. He's denying rebellion charges and vows to fight to the end. More at townhall.com.
The new administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Bible. Good morning. It's 6:03. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Let's start it off with Chuck Whitaker.
Well, we can finally see where we're going this morning. No fog in the area, and all the rain from yesterday is gone. So it looks like all the roadway conditions are dry. And right now, good to go. Both the tunnels are clear. The Beltway looks good early. Even the BW Parkway, not bad from Arundel Mills down towards Route 32. We don't see any problems right now through Annapolis with the lanes open and just really getting underway on 50 westbound, coming off the Bay Bridge and then over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We had widespread rain yesterday. Now, a quiet stretch of weather, sunshine, and cool temperatures through Saturday. 43 this afternoon, 42 tomorrow, and 40 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now we have 31 degrees in Reisterstown. Downtown Baltimore is 33 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines are being brought to you by Stouffer Legal. If you have problems with your inheritance or your trust, make sure that you contact Stouffer Legal's weekly online workshop, planbaltimore.com, or call 410-645-PLAN. That's 410-645-7526. Governor Wes Moore is commenting on the arrest of Maryland native Luigi Mangione and the death of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. The governor says when he was 3 years old, his dad died in front of him because he didn't get the health care he needed. So the brokenness of the healthcare system is something he's lived with. The governor says the way to solve things is not by killing people in cold blood, because we don't like the industry they're in or the company they represent. And he's grateful that the wheels of justice are moving against the alleged murderer. Moore says there has to be justice for what happened to Brian Thompson, because there are two teenagers right now in Minnesota who are growing up like I did, fatherless, and we can never forget that. Baltimore County Council has narrowed the list of finalists to serve out the term of County Executive Johnny Osheski, who will become Maryland's 2nd District U.S. Congressman in January. Baltimore Police Department has appointed Ryan Lee to serve as the Chief of Detectives in the Operations Bureau. Chief Lee brings more than 22 years of law enforcement experience and a distinguished record of military service. Most recently, Lee was the Chief of Police in Boise, Idaho. And multiple agencies are now investigating Wednesday's explosion at a Glen Burnie industrial complex on Ordnance Road. Blast happened at about 2:30 Wednesday afternoon. There were no injuries. It's a 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM Stein on Sports is next.
There are many myths and misconceptions about the topic of estate planning. One of the most common being the belief that the planning process must be an uncomfortable, depressing discussion with your family. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stover Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, three games in the next 11 days for both the Ravens and the Steelers. And these 11 days will decide who wins the AFC North, with the 2-11 Giants looming this Sunday. John Harbaugh was asked what the big picture looked like for Baltimore at this point in the season.
Take on that.
Well, really, the big picture is Sunday. I mean, that's the big picture. The big picture is all hands on deck. We're focused toward playing our best game so far on Sunday. We're going to need to do that, and that's what we're training and preparing to do. We have a plan, you know.
And that is the big picture, one game at a time. Only one Raven did not practice yesterday. That was Sanusi Kane, the backup safety. Everyone else a full go. Giants, by the way, named Tommy DeVito, not Danny, Tommy DeVito, as their starting quarterback. And then there's this. 6-time Super Bowl winning head coach Bill Belichick has indeed agreed to become the next head coach at the University of North Carolina. I can't believe it. 72 years old, this is one of the most stunning moves in the history of college sports. We'll have more on this as the morning progresses. MLB trade yesterday, huge. The Red Sox making a big move, acquiring much-coveted right-hander Garrett Crochet from the White Sox for a bounty of 4 minor leaguers. The best thing about Crochet, other than his skill and ability, he is cheap. $3 million a year, and he's under team control for the next 2 years. Coming up at 6:35, reviving the Preakness in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is a Thursday, December the 12th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And you can join the conversation this morning at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Your top stories coming up in this hour. Caitlin Clark apologizes.
Also coming up, Anthony Blinken's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day.
As I was working with your State Department while you were Secretary of State and relaying this information, someone said to me, which tail number? Which tail number? You mean there's more than one plane you guys are blocking? Are you freaking kidding me?
Top story here, though, today. It is a great day in America. The era of weaponization of the FBI is coming to an end. FBI Director Chris Wray announcing yesterday he is stepping down.
After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down.
Yeah. He's going to resign, or he was going to be fired. So, yeah. You know, obviously, and there's a lot of confusion over this 10-year term, okay, which was kind of installed after Watergate, trying to take the politics out of, you know, the position, which is virtually impossible in Washington, D.C. The limit is 10 years. That's the longest you can serve as FBI director. It is not a 10-year term that you are guaranteed. The media kept reporting as if, oh, no, Trump can't fire him. He's got 10 years. No, no. The limit is 10.
No more than 10.
No more than 10.
Got it.
But you can be fired. You serve at the will, at the pleasure of the President of the United States. And here is what Chris Wray said on his way out the door.
My goal is to keep the focus on our mission, on the indispensable work each of you is doing every single day. And in my view, this is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray while reinforcing the values and principles that are so important in how we do our work.
Chris Wray, who was referred to President Trump by his so-called friends, and with friends like this, who needs enemies, Chris Christie. He came from the Washington prestigious law firm of King & Spalding, the same law firm that Governor Ehrlich works for.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting there. But, again, they're big power brokers in D.C. But Chris Wray perhaps might be remembered as the worst FBI director in the history of the United States. I know J. Edgar Hoover got a lot of crap for all the other stuff that he had to go through, but this guy, they became known as the once greatest, largest world's investigative body, and then went after parents. They went after in front of school board meetings. They went after pro-life sidewalk counselors. They went after Christians. They went after Catholics who were observing the traditional mass. They were raiding J6, and we'll hear from President Trump, his statement right now, they raided the president's home, going in armed raid at Mar-a-Lago, going into Melania's underwear drawer in Barron's closet, when the president was then cooperating with the FBI in that classified documents case. So this can't come fast enough in the next 39 days. And again, there's going to be a new era with Kash Patel once he is confirmed, because now we're finally going to get some transparency. So more on this, and I'd like to hear your reaction as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Christopher Wray is gone, or will be gone shortly.
Right now it's 613, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking at what appears to be a broken down vehicle, 895 southbound. If you're traveling down towards the Beltway, eventually that traffic goes down towards Washington Boulevard and picks up 95 on the southwest side. Broken down left-hand lane, there is a police car behind it. So it's not a big deal. Not a lot of traffic there, but just a heads up for that. Both the tunnels southbound are still running just fine. And we've had the first real look all the way through Annapolis, and it's fine from the ramp area at Route 8 in Stevensville across the main span over towards I-97. We don't see the backup on I-97 right now. About 7:30 or so, we'll see that as you're moving south through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That was an ugly day yesterday. Started off all that dense fog and everything. Of course, the rains were very heavy at times. But it's all out of here now, of course. Today it's going to be sunny and dry, but much colder and a high of 43. Right now it is partly cloudy, 32 in the city and 31 in Forest Hill. Time for some one-liner news. The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments, dating from 300 to 800 A.D., will be sold in New York this month. The only question is, will it get more than the Judy Garland ruby slippers? That is the $30 million for those slippers. FBI Director Christopher Wray announced he will step down at the end of Joe Biden's term. I think Donald Trump's going to buy him out because he said something about replacing him with cash. Not quite sure there. Actor Jim Carrey says he's reprising his role as Dr. Robotnik in Sonic the Hedgehog 3 because he needs the money. At least he's being honest. Thank God we didn't get Cable Guy 2 or Ace Ventura 3. That might have been worse. Right. Trump assassination attempt panel has released their final report and gave 36 recommendations to the Secret Service. Recommendation number one, look around.
That would help.
Number two, if you see a guy on a roof with a gun, that might be bad.
Yeah, might be a bad sign.
Number three, once you get the president on the ground, you might want to wait a few seconds before you stand him back up again. Mm-hmm. Just make sure.
Hey, no, I don't think Trump would be held down in that circumstance.
Yeah. The Onion's bid to purchase Alex Jones' InfoWars has been denied by a bankruptcy judge who rejected the offer for the satirical news website. Who's the next highest bidder? Mad Magazine?
Cracked.
Are they still around?
Yeah, they're on.
There?
I don't know if Cracked is still around, though.
Yeah, I remember Cracked. Yeah. But didn't know Mad Magazine. Can you buy it in physical copy, or is it just online?
I don't know. Oh. I've not tried to buy a copy of Mad Magazine.
Well, then how do you know they're still around?
I'm just talking through my head. I have no idea at all.
There's the second brutal, honest admission this morning.
I'm pulled under questioning.
New poll out claims only 2 in 10 Americans approve of Hunter Biden's pardon. And those 2 Americans are Hunter and his crack dealer.
Yes. Right. Then he got a bunch more last night.
Right.
Pardons and all kind of stuff.
Yep. Football coaching great Bill Belichick is close to becoming the new head football coach at the University of North Carolina. That's right. College. Apparently, the deal, compensation package, allows him to stay in his dorm with his girlfriend.
I was just going to say, around kids his age.
Really? You know, there'll be selling a lot of Tar Heel hoodies, that's for sure. What do you think the worst Christmas song is out there?
Got run over by a reindeer?
That's number two. Well, we have a list now put out by a bunch of folks.
Barking Dogs?
You know, that didn't make the top 10.
Didn't it, really?
NSYNC, I Never Knew the Meaning of Christmas was number 10. Neil Diamond's Cherry Cherry Christmas, which not too many people have ever heard that.
No.
Number 8, The Killers, Don't Shoot Me, Santa. Okay. Number 7, the Pussycat Dolls, Santa Baby. Number 6, Lou Monte, Dominic the Donkey. Remember that?
Lord.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Number 5, New Kids on the Block, Funky, Funky Christmas.
I remember that song.
Number 4, Jessica and Ashley Simpson, The Little Drummer Boy.
No good.
Yeah. Number 3, the new song, Christmas Shoes. And I have not heard that one yet.
No.
No.
Oh, shucks.
Number 2, Elmo and Patsy, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And here is the worst Christmas song ever, according to this poll.
Christmas, oh, sure.
Love this song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
That's enough.
The
that's
thing
Alvin
is,
and the Chipmunks.
Chuck got that in the first take. That was really, to me, that's what just surprised me.
That's right. He filled his little cheeks with nuts.
Yeah.
And never mind. All right.
I recut it down to Elliot.
Sucked down some helium and got to work.
Rob Schneider, you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live alum, and he is a conservative, pro-Trump guy. He was on Fox News at night last night and was talking about he's launching a new women's talk show.
No apologies, media, my new company. We're going to do a all-ladies talk show that won't be like The View.
Is it the opposite of The View?
It could be. It'll be the opposite because this will be entertaining. Yeah. We'll have funny women on it. They're going to tell jokes and have funny stories and health and wellness. We have a lot of women we like, and it's household names, and you're going to love it. I don't know what we're going to call it, the lip service or the other view. We're not sure yet.
The other view. I kind of like that.
Yeah, a better view.
A better view, right. Actually. How about no joy, no whoopee? Yeah. You know, that would be great. All right, so there you have it, off and running here.
Sure,
on this.
I don't think I do that accurately, though. They have to have some woman on there who is as racist, maybe a racist white woman, to counterbalance Sonny Hostin, the most racist woman on TV.
You know, I'm beginning to think that Jill and Joe Biden actually voted for Trump.
Yeah,
I think so.
Jill Biden, did you see the way she was acting with him in Paris?
A little starstruck.
Yeah. And then she trolled Kamala yesterday as well. So we'll play that a little later on in the show. But this was an excellent troll. Of course, Trump trolled her with the fragrance, you know. Yeah, what was it called? The enemies can't resist or something along those lines. Good stuff. All right, we'll play that a little bit later on in the show. Chuck, we're off and running. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. FBI Director Christopher Wray is going to be out of here, and he is going to step down before the inauguration. He's going to be fired anyway on January 21st, so this way he can get a head start on his next gig. And this is great news, and we'll get into why in just a moment. 6:20, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
What's happening, Baltimore? Brian Leppo here, co-host of Baltimore's own Sanity Lounge at sanitylounge.com, your hub for the arts. Check out the dozens of shows portraying some of B-More's finest artists, comedians, and musicians. Sign up for the free artist and venue directory at sanitylounge.com. As a replacement for the defunct city paper, post your events with our interactive events calendar, be part of our weekly events email blasts, and don't forget to listen to some incredible interviews with some of the region's best talent.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A lot of folks weighing in. I'm Christopher Wray. This is Eddie. He says, with Chris Wray gone, Cash Patel coming in as FBI director. Can't wait for Cash to release the details, not only on the Kennedy assassination, but also the attempts on President Trump's life. I'm expecting the deep state will repel those efforts as best as they can. So,
yeah, and this from Jim in the Outer Banks. Isn't it ironic that President Trump initially hired Wray to clean up the mess that Jim Comey created, and now he's having Cash Patel coming in to clean up the mess that Christopher Wray created?
Right. And pause. He emails, a leader that upholds the Constitution and applies the law equally is immune to politics. FBI Director Wray's decision to resign is proof he is a swamp-dwelling coward that now hopes Biden will issue a preemptive pardon so he's not held accountable for targeting conservatives. Wray leaving is another Trump victory. Yeah, no, again, and people spoke on November 5th, and they want this to stop. Senator Josh Hawley, he was talking about what Cash Patel will bring to the table once he is confirmed as the FBI director, and here's what he said yesterday.
He pledged to me today that he would be absolutely transparent and he would make available to the public all the facts about who, for instance, came up with the idea to try to recruit spies in Catholic churches. Who is it who gave the green light to send SWAT teams to the homes of pro-life demonstrators? Who is it that green-lighted sending the FBI to the homes of parents who went to school board meetings?
And what are they doing now for a living? Because they should all be gone. 6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. The backup on 895 now is beginning even before the O'Donnell Street ramps. Just heavy traffic. Everybody's moving, but it's already backed up to there. 95 is still clear, maybe a little slow at the top of the hill coming south at the Keith Avenue ramp, but at least all the lanes are moving now on 895 south. Right before the Beltway, there's a broken down vehicle there in the left-hand lane. There's a police car with it. There is room to get by. Just a heads up for the flashing lights. Looking at the Beltway west side, still in good shape. It's really not bad right here. Even crossing at Liberty Road, the early ride is good. We should see at least a minor buildup as you're moving south from I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be sunny and dry today, but cold, 43, overnight 27, and then tomorrow, sunny, dry, and 42, pretty much the same for Saturday. Things might warm up a little bit on Sunday. Right now, 33 and partly cloudy in Annapolis, and it is 31 in Parkville. We are talking about FBI Director Christopher Wray, and he, of course, is going to step down because he was going to be fired. There was no question about that. Apparently, Christian Walker didn't understand that Cash Patel being nominated will pretty much sealed his fate. I mean, really, how does somebody like that get a network gig?
You know, your observation was, that means, though, that somebody else would have to leave the job. You think?
I thought Trump got a really nuked her on that, but he kind of took it easy on Christian Walker. But look, all the damage that has been done to the FBI, and thank God for the whistleblowers like Steve Friend and Garrett Boyle and others that came out. And frankly, I'm a little bit disappointed that there weren't more. I do know FBI agents, and I do know a current rank and file FBI agents. And look, they were. In many cases, afraid for their families and afraid for their careers if they spoke out in inside the Beltway. So this time, I think that this Trump administration, this Trump cabinet, I think is remarkably different than the first one. I think that he learned his lesson from the first one.
Yep.
I like about 90% of the cabinet. I really do. The first cabinet, I it was opposite. I'm probably dislike 90% of the cabinet. It was filled with swampers and establishment types. And now people like Pete Hegseth as the SecDef and Cash Patel at FBI and to some extent Pam Bondi. We'll see.
You have Tulsi. You have RFK Jr. These are people who are out of the box.
They're disruptors. And they don't. Kowtow to the establishment path. I mean, they're not swampers, and that's the reason why they got so much pushback from the Uniparty, led by Mitch McConnell and Chuck Hugh Schumer. So, but Wray, of course, I think did more damage to the bureau than even J. Edgar Hoover did in history. So, because you look at what they went after, you look what they prioritized, and you know they have like a budget of $15 billion for intelligence gathering and counter terror. But the problem is they're spending that money on what the white supremacists and obviously not Antifa. If Antifa should, there should have been a crackdown on Antifa. That never happened under Christopher Wray. So he did a lot of damage. And it's just not, look, he's the fall guy, but on the seventh floor of the DOJ and the FBI director, there are a lot of entrenched Obama, Biden acolytes that need to be purged. They need to go. And I think one of the big things what Trump and the incoming FBI Director Cash Patel ought to be doing is these U.S. attorneys like Matthew Graves, the prosecutor of the J6ers, they all need to be fired immediately. And they should be put on notice. As of January 21st, you're gone.
Yeah.
And put people in there
get your CV up to date.
Right, that actually want to follow the law and go after the bad guys, the people that are seeking to do us harm. I mean, it's amazing to me that we still don't know. We'll get to the drone story here at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. But the FBI is in the dark as to where these drones are coming from.
Or they're not telling us, one of the two.
Or they know and they're not telling us. That's a possibility. Or they're lying to us, which is also another possibility. Yep. So here again, we have, you had Robert Mueller, who was a former FBI director. He came in. He was hired to cover up the Russia hoax and all that conspiracy theory. They tried to take Trump out. And so, look, we need a Cash Patel. We need somebody who's going to be transparent, who's going to be able to go in there, and not about retribution, but about accountability. If you violated the law in the process of being serving in the FBI, you ought to be held accountable.
Yeah.
Because they told us for 4 years now, no man or woman is above the law, and yet we repeatedly saw it. The excuses were being made for Joe Biden, for Kamala Harris, for Shifty Schiff. What the hell is he even doing in the Senate? Guy can't even pass probably a background check. Because he lied, he altered stuff on the J6 committee.
To me, that's cardinal sin when you're on a committee as serious as the J6 committee was supposed to be, and you're altering documents
and hiding evidence and keeping exculpatory evidence that would have basically exonerated President-elect Trump, or President Trump at the time. That's Liz Cheney, that's Adam Kinzinger, that's Shifty Schiff. I'm not saying everybody on the committee, but the vast majority of them. Benny Thompson is another one. They should be looked at. They should be investigated, and it should be done in a transparent way, and the American people should see and hear the truth. Yep. And stop shielding us from the truth.
I'm waiting to see exactly how many people, when they're told they have to come back to work, actually to say instead, no, we're not going to, because right now only 6% are showing up at the office. Happy holidays to all folks. It's the perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part, over a dozen health-boosting rescue products are marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a rescue product consultant or stop in or shop online, not stop, but shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, and reach your health goals. Again, no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com and do it today.
6:30 up next, Tony Blinken gets cross-examined on the Hill. Latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Baltimore County Council has narrowed the list of finalists to serve out the term of County Executive Johnny Oshesky, who will become Maryland's 2nd District U.S. Congressman in January. Baltimore Police Department has appointed Ryan Lee to serve as the Chief of Detectives in the Operations Bureau. Chief Lee brings more than 22 years of law enforcement experience and a distinguished record of military service. Most recently, Lee was the Chief of Police in Boise, Idaho. According to the Baltimore Sun, there were multiple internal affairs complaints against Lee in Boise, and the mayor there demanded his resignation. Welcome to Baltimore. Lee is also facing complaints while working as an officer in Portland, Oregon. Multiple agencies are now investigating Wednesday's explosion at a Glen Burnie industrial complex on Ordnance Road. The blast happened at about 2:30 Wednesday afternoon, and there were no injuries. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives responded to the scene along with Homeland Security, Anne County Police, and the Annapolis Fire Department. Officials say the scene has been turned over to the Anne County Fire Marshal's Division. A suspect has been charged with shooting a man at the Hartford Mall in June. That suspect has now been convicted. 35-year-old Wesley Lyons Jr. was arrested in July after being on the run for nearly a month after shooting at a child's birthday party. The jury found Lyons guilty of second-degree attempted murder, reckless endangerment, and multiple gun charges. Following the verdict, Lyons was returned to the Hartford County Detention Center, where he will remain until sentencing, which happens this coming February. And Ocean City has announced a new music festival for 2025. Boardwalk Rock will take place May 17th and 18th, feature a lineup that includes Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Shinedown, Alice Cooper, Bush, and more. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Six:33, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here is Chuck Whitaker.
State police on the Capitol Beltway cleared a broken down vehicle to the shoulder outer loop at Georgia Avenue. It was there long enough in the roadway to back us up all the way back beyond New Hampshire Avenue. And it's also affecting the ramp now from 95 South at Cherry Hill Road. They're on the move again, but already it's about a 15 to 20 minute extra drive through there. Very big delays already southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. 895 is already backed up beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. No reason for it, but it's already slow there, and everybody's getting into the tunnel. Fort McHenry Tunnel is doing okay. Broken down vehicle still there on 895 southbound, right before the Beltway, and still blocking the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We had widespread rain yesterday. Now, a quiet stretch of weather, sunshine, and cool temperatures through Saturday. 43 this afternoon, 42 tomorrow, and 40 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the Ravens with a chance this weekend to pick up a game on the Steelers. Pittsburgh at Philly, one of the NFL's best, while the Ravens are at the Giants, one of the NFL's worst. John Harbaugh was asked about the challenge of playing a 2-11 team at this point in the season.
The challenge is playing the team that we're playing. And this team has got really good players. And this team has got a lot of motivation to play well. You know, they're going to be motivated to win the game. That's the way it is in the National Football League.
Later, Kyle Hamilton chimed in with a good point, something that Ravens fans probably have almost forgotten at this point.
Our expectations don't change week to week. I think that's more of a outside looking in view on the game. You know, their record versus our record, you're just assuming something. But, you know, those guys play in the NFL too, and they got a lot of talent over there. And, I mean, we lost to the Raiders, who are 2-10 right now, so you can't.
That is the point. College football world is buzzing this morning. Six-time Super Bowl winning head coach Bill Belichick has finalized a deal to become the next head coach at the University of North Carolina. 72 years old, this is one of the most stunning moves in the history of college sports, and it elevates the ACC and North Carolina into the national football conversation. Greatest rivalry in college sports continues this Saturday in Landover. Army-Navy at Northwest Field. Navy head coach Brian Newberry on the bigger picture that this game represents.
No, it's a special game, and it's just a celebration of our armed forces, of these young men. They're going to serve and lead in our armed forces when they're done here. And so for us to represent ourselves the right way and make people proud to watch us play on the field, and the way we play the game is very important.
Greatest spectacle, perhaps, in this country in terms of sports. Baseball news, a trade, and a big one. Red Sox acquiring much-coveted right-hander Garrett Crochet from the White Sox for a bounty of four minor leaguers. And not only is Crochet's skill attractive to teams, so is his price. Projected to make only $3 million this year, and he'll be under team control for two more seasons. So what does this mean for the Orioles? It means Corbin Burnes is still available. But USA Today's Bob Nightingale reporting that Burnes agent Scott Boras in serious talks with the Giants. And finally, one of the most prolific power hitters through the late 1950s and early 60s has passed away. Rocky Colavito, considered one of the most popular players in Cleveland Indians history, played 14 years in the majors, a nine-time All-Star. He was also one of only 18 players in MLB history to hit four home runs in a single game. Rocky Colavito was 91. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what's ahead for the Preakness?
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
A lot to talk about here, including Bruce's comment just now about the Red Sox going after a guy who can crochet.
I think that's great.
Very nice.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, shows you diversity in
exactly.
baseball.
Yeah.
Also, the Bill Belichick thing, I'm completely flummoxed by this.
Yeah, I can tell. You're really
smacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
There's something about it I just can't see him recruiting.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't see him going into the homes of recruits and parents and so on. I just don't think he has the temperament.
That'd
for
be
that.
Hilarious.
Well, like Tom Brady. We had Tom Brady on the other day,
right.
You know, doing his thing. About the Preakness real quick. Basically, what they're doing is they're patterning it after what the Kentucky Derby mm-hmm. does in Kentucky.
All right.
Which is a week's full of events. The state's going to put about $4 million into it. There'll be Preakness events in Baltimore, pardon me, Baltimore City and Baltimore County, and make it not just a race. And the reason why they're doing this is because attendance used to be 150,000 140,000.
Right.
Now it's about 60,000.
Yep.
So they have to invigorate it.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've tried to expand. I mean, we had the balloons, which were actually put in Harford County or somewhere. Carroll, or it was not in Baltimore County. And that was not on Preakness Day. So they've tried to expand it in the past. I guess this is an effort to rebrand and do it again.
I just don't think there was enough money behind it before. This is going to be a big effort. The Maryland Sports Commission, the governor, the city, mm-hmm. the counties, et cetera.
I think it also speaks to the overall industry itself. The
it
thoroughbred
does.
Horse racing industry is in trouble. It has been in trouble, and especially here in Maryland.
And it also speaks to the condition of Pimlico,
yeah.
which
yeah.
people
yeah.
don't want to go to that yeah. neighborhood, that
well, that's the
area.
Big thing. Look,
to Churchill
I would
Downs.
Argue that's the big thing.
Mm-hmm. Churchill Downs is beautiful. It's a beautiful
it
track.
Is, yeah.
And you go to some of these other tracks in Florida, like Hialeah and some of these others. They're really nice tracks.
Well, but, you go to Saratoga, and the place yeah. is crammed with yeah. people on the big race days.
Yeah.
And it's an okay place. I mean, it's not spectacular, but it's okay. But it's safe. And people enjoy going there. You have a picnic outside before you go in. There's a big picnic area.
Yeah.
They actually walk the horses through that area. So it gets to be a real event. You would not do that at Pimlico.
No. Well, exactly. You get on a horse and ride through it as fast as you can.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. Appreciate that.
You got
up on 640, 20 minutes now for the hour, 7 o'clock. Terrell in Owings Mills. Good morning.
Morning, Terrell.
Good morning, guys. Happy holiday to you.
Merry Christmas, Terrell.
Hey, look. You know, I think Ray should do his full term because, I think Donald Trump is afraid of Ray, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's terrified of him.
He made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Well, first off, he is going to serve his full term. He's
yeah,
going to
right.
step down at the end of the Biden administration, which will be January 20th.
Yeah. Charlie, you understand, hold on a second. You understand that the idea is you can serve up to 10 years, not necessarily a guarantee of 10 years.
Well, Donald Trump told Ray. He said, Ray, if you don't leave, I'm going to call Luigi on you, baby. He's going to do a Luigi on him.
Okay, you know what?
Thanks,
say,
Terrell.
You just
get weird, man.
Yeah, it just, he comes on, you let him back on the show, and he just he hits the moron button. It really is. I mean, it's sad to say, but it is who it is. At 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Anthony Bacon yesterday had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, just like that children's book we all read for our kids a couple of years back. He had a conversation in the House. And he got grilled. First, Warren Davidson.
I personally worked with your State Department during those days. I have the emails, I have the photographs of American blue passport holding American citizens who were on the airfield awaiting departure that got clearance for safe third countries to depart to, and the order came down from the United States government. Was it the State Department?
I'm not aware of any such orders. I'm happy to follow up and look at that. I'm certainly not aware of it. We were doing everything possible.
Last year, Colonel Francis Hong, my classmate, testified before this committee that due to the fiasco in Kabul, many Americans and allies were forced to conduct a dangerous 400-mile journey to Mazar-i-Sharif Air Base, where they were delayed for weeks.
Yeah, for weeks. Now, exactly how did that happen? Well, he did, apparently, at the time, did a little bit of research about it, and he was told, well, first of all, yeah, well, the plane is on the ground, but wait a minute, what's the tail number again?
As I was working with your State Department while you were Secretary of State and relaying this information, someone said to me, which tail number? Which tail number? You mean there's more than one plane you guys are blocking? Are you freaking kidding me? And then your State Department wanted to deny it, and here today you won't even acknowledge the truth of that. It's disgusting. To try to blame this on Donald Trump when we all know there is no way that anyone forced you guys to do the dumbest thing possible. You don't have to have worn our nation's uniform like I and other people did to know that first you get the civilians out, then the military, not the other way around. This has to be one of the dumbest, most poorly executed paths to depart any country possible.
Yeah, we will have more audio for you from that hearing yesterday from with Brian Mast, Derek Van Orden, and others as they grill Anthony Blinken. He did not have a good day on the Hill yesterday, but, hey, you know, he's set to be head librarian in Boise somewhere, so it's all good. 6:43, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so it looks like they're doing this traffic drag again, I-95 northbound between Joppa Road and the ramps at Melton Road to see a couple of police cars coming north now right at Melton Road, but the traffic is pretty much stopped all the way back at Joppa Road, so they're allowing some of that construction overnight to wrap up to keep the traffic slow through the area. Eventually, they'll let it go, but for right now, we're going to be backed up north of White Marsh Boulevard, and again, that's on the northbound side. That broken down vehicle cleared from 895 southbound before the Beltway. The lanes are back open there. It never was a big problem. 895 is slow before Pulaski Highway. 95 is filling in quickly from the top of the hill to Keith Avenue ramp and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says after that very wet, that was the ugliest day. Wow. That was just a raw, ugly.
We drove here, I couldn't see more than 15 feet in front of me, and then the rain, I was out during that stuff. Yeah. And again, actually, I slid off the road.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I forgot to put the vehicle into four-wheel drive, hit a particularly odd spot on the highway, and just slid right off the road. Didn't hit anything, thank God. So I slid off the road while I was sliding. I put it into four-wheel drive, drove right back onto Chiron Road, and got back.
Wow.
You know, so it's scary
careful.
Stuff, man.
Sounds like a hydroplane there.
Yep.
Sunny, dry today, and a high of about 43, and it is going to be continued cold throughout the weekend, and right now we're at 32 and partly cloudy in Middle River. 32 in Ellicott City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Speaking of sliding off the road.
Kind of a drag.
And the original slider is Chuck Whitaker.
Let me ask you something, Bruce. Did you change your britches when you got home?
Just about. Okay, cool. Yes. It was a moment, Chuck. I had a moment.
Latest item to the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
You stink. You smell like beef and cheese.
You smell like worse than onions.
Factory is sweetening its signature desserts with a holiday twist. The new peppermint stick chocolate swirl cheesecake is available right now.
That sounds really good
at
to
your
me.
Cheesecake really factory. Sucks. Yeah, because you know you go there for the cheesecake.
Do they deliver? Can you get Uber Eats to bring it right here, right now?
Yeah, probably. I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
Chipotle has launched its All I Want for Christmas is Chipotle packages starting this Saturday. Items from All I Want is Chipotle Holiday Collection will be available for purchase individually and bundled while supplies last. They include cilantro soap, the water cup candle, and the car napkin holder for the holiday season.
Oh, very nice.
So,
yeah. By the way, Bruce, if you need to order, you can use one of my subsidiaries, Hodash.
Hodash?
Right.
Yes. Yes. Plus, she gives you a nice smile when she delivers.
There's always a benefit.
That's right. That's nice.
Debbie Whitaker was looking for the perfect gift for her husband, Chuck, and we came across this. So, Debbie, if you're listening, Miller High Life has the perfect gift. It's called Dive Bar Perfume. It's a perfume fragrance that captures every familiar dive bar scent.
Oh, Lord.
From the crack of a freshly opened beer to the savory taste of classic bar snacks like beer nuts.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Great. That's marvelous.
I had that cologne on when I met her at the Hilton Bar back in the day.
Yeah.
Just splash.
You mean Billy's? Billy's Saloon?
Yeah, Billy's Saloon.
Billy's Saloon right next
That's
door.
Where we met.
Yes. A lot of people met at Billy's Saloon.
Yes.
Here are some of the cedarwood and patchouli, tobacco and leather, the musk of worn in bar stools.
That's nice.
Really?
I thought Barstool smells like ass.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yeah. I'm going there. Yeah. Champaca Blossom.
A little behind each year.
Yeah. Dive Bar Perfume. And now some of your favorite cereals from Kellogg's are now in the form of donuts. That's right. Frosted Flakes, Apple Jacks, and new Crave Glazed Donut Hole cereal available at a grocery store near you. Speaking of grocery stores.
Yes.
Governor Wes Moore announced yesterday he supports allowing the sale of beer and wine in grocery stores throughout the state of Maryland.
Good.
Most counties in the state do not have beer and wine in grocery and convenience stores, going all the way back to 1978, when Maryland prevented supermarket chains from obtaining liquor licenses. But sure. The governor says Maryland's only one of three states that bans the sale of beer in grocery stores, and one of only 10 that ban the sale of wine. And he said it's time to get rid of the ban and put grocers at a disadvantage, and consumers want to have. I have no problem with the beer and wine in the grocery store.
I think if you're going shopping in the evening after dinner, you should be able to have an Irish coffee while you walk up and down the aisles.
I tell you this. I mean, you know, when you're out shopping, you got to go. You got to make two stops. You got to go to the grocery store, and then you got to go to the liquor store. So this way, you can do at least two in one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good unless you own a liquor store. Yeah.
Now, watching Chuck go through the grocery aisles with a brown paper bag, that is one visual that probably
you know smell
like just like a scene of an old bar
while he's wearing the dive bar perfume.
Yeah, sure. You
know, Heineken has those little kegs.
Yes.
If you put it in the cart and where the seat where a kid would sit. You can sip on it by taking your time.
Yeah, that explains.
I can see the little IV bag, you know, on his shopping cart as he goes through the.
And then when you get to the cashier, say, "Wait a minute, this is empty." I'll be right back.
Yeah, but I'm all for it. I think it's a great idea.
I'm all for anything.
I just think it's also nice because you can go to some counties. You can actually go to a liquor store like Howard County. You can buy liquor on Sunday. You can't do that in Baltimore County.
I know.
No, you have to go to a bar that has a package.
Goods, yeah, package goods or whatever.
Like the days of the blue laws.
Yeah. So
couldn't even go shopping.
No. Not like you ever did go shopping, but.
Yeah.
Shopping for what is the question.
Shopping for what? None of your business.
When you decided to go shopping during the blue laws, did Mary Avera stop you? Is it that kind of blue law?
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Right, Mary Avera, jeez.
Yeah. Was the name of the past?
That was back in the days when Sean was just an infant back at WNAV, so he was okay.
He's an infant, yeah.
That's right. Actually, how did you know I started as an infant at WNAV?
Jake Einstein told me.
I was at WNAV, and Michael Mara was at the WYRE. And,
right.
At the same time, we were doing morning shows across town. Crazy.
Yeah, really just really across town, like three blocks.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com. And on our Facebook page, it is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
A little town of Baltimore, how still we see thee lie. On nights like this, I reminisce of Baltimore days gone by. For in my memory shineth traditions now long gone. Like Natty Bell, they've left, although their spirit still lives on.
David Du Bois, I love that kind of.
Yeah, great stuff. David Du Bois as a Baltimore legend, and of course, is it Crabs for Christmas was his big hit. And of course, there was all these, the whole CD is out. I think we'll check out his website. I think it's probably sold.
Yeah. He actually also annually does a Crabs for Christmas performance. I think this time around it's up in Heaven or Grace.
Right.
Sometime, a little closer to Christmas.
Yeah, good stuff.
It's a wonderful show.
Yeah, yes, it is. Coming up on 6:53, top of the hour, 7 o'clock, drones over Jersey. An interesting new wrinkle has been revealed, and we'll take a look at that. Also, in our MAGA update, Donald Trump reacts to the resignation of Christopher Wray, the FBI director. At 7:35, an Australian doctor breaks down while talking about the vulnerability and what we've done with mRNA and the jab. This is Must Hear Audio. It's coming up at 7:35 this morning.
Talk about the brand new wrinkles. That's why it's so wonderful to have a wife who will tell you every day, oh, you have a brand new wrinkle. Yeah, every day. Every day.
Yes.
6:53.
Especially when you're Sharpay Johnson.
Yes. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Twitaker.
I just used one of those to write a note, Mr. Casey. A little Sharpay. Yeah. 895 southbound. The backup has moved down just a bit. It was at Pulaski Highway, down around the Urban Avenue ramp now. So it's a little better. Everybody's moving at both the harbor tunnels. Always a good sign. Fort McHenry Tunnel, all four lanes are open. Both the lanes are open at 895. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. Starting to fill in now just a bit as we come around towards Hartford Road. And on the west side, anywhere south from 795 down through Frederick Road. Looks like Chart might be having a little problem with some of their cameras on their website, so we'll have to deal with that. I can tell you that the rolling roadblock cleared. 95 traffic has been released on the northbound side after White Marsh Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's next several days going to be sunny, dry, but colder. 43 today, down to 27 tonight, 42 tomorrow, and 40 on Saturday. So next two or three days going to be chilly, as it's going to feel more like winter. Winter doesn't officially arrive until the 21st of this month, right before Christmas. Right now it's a windy 35 in Stevensville, 32 mostly clear in Pikesville. Well, yesterday we told you that Caitlin Clark, the WNBA's first international superstar, was named Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year. And again, a lot of folks really admire Caitlin for her meteoric rise, bolstered by her jaw-dropping, record-setting college career and stellar rookie season in the WNBA. But now, of course, when I had a chance to read through the article yesterday in Time magazine, and it looks like she is now bending the knee to the progressive culture of the WNBA. She chose to frame her success within the woke narrative of white privilege. Quote, I've been able to captivate so many people that have never watched women's sports, let alone women's basketball, and turn them into fans. I want to say I've earned every single thing, but as a white person, there is privilege. A lot of those players in the league that have been really good have been black players. The league has been built on them. She said, the more we can appreciate that, highlight that, talk about that, and then continue to have brands and companies invest in those players that have made this league incredible, I think it's very important. I have to continue to try to change that. The more we can elevate black women, that's going to be a beautiful thing. End of quote. Well, that prompted Megyn Kelly to take to social media and blast Caitlin Clark. And I have to say, I agree with Megyn. Here's what she said, quote, look at this. She's on the knee, all but apologizing for being white and getting attention. This self-flagellation, the, oh, please pay attention to the black players who are really the ones you want to celebrate, condescending, fake, transparent, sad. End of quote.
I don't care what a race is. She plays a wonderful brand of basketball. I never, this whole black-white basketball thing, it just never crossed my mind. I mean, it really didn't. I watch her, I don't say, oh, there's that white basketball player. I watch her, and I think, just like when I watch Angel, I think, wow, that's a hell of a, you know, that's good ball handling. Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, she brought, I was never a fan of the WNBA, I'll be honest. I wasn't a fan. Did I watch a couple of quarters? I don't think I've ever watched a full game, but I did watch a couple of quarters when Caitlin Clark came in just to see what, you know, know what the excitement was all about, because I didn't really follow her in college. And she's an incredible athlete. But who cares if she's white or black? Here's the point. You have it's her talent that got her to the WNBA. It's her talent that elevated her above some of the other players in the WNBA. It's not her skin color that's done this. And to, for her to bend the knee and to capitulate, because basically the WNBA was an asterisk. It was an afterthought. Nobody was watching it. Nobody cared about the WNBA. Along comes Caitlin Clark. And I don't think it's just because she's white. I think it's just because of the type of brand of basketball she played.
Because her ball handling is just marvelous. You know, Elena Deladon came out of University of Delaware. And because we were up there at the time, I watched a game or two with her.
Yeah.
And she was fun to watch. And she's fine. She's a good professional. Yeah. But the ball handling ability of Caitlin Clark is just amazing. It's wonderful to see.
But now we've got to elevate people just because they're of a particular race. Barbara's in Baltimore. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks. I wasn't expecting for you to pick up that quick. But anyway, I saw and heard what Caitlin Clark said about herself. If anybody doubts what this is, it DEI? I don't know what it is. Is it all a part of the DEI, that white people, white privilege? People work hard, and that girl worked very hard to get as good as she is.
Yeah.
Playing basketball. And she earned, in fact, she should have been treated much better by her teammates than she was.
I think that's a great point. Because there were a lot of people that were definitely trying to injure her or rough her up in the league, and she wants to elevate these players?
They are all sore losers. They are jealous of her, and it has nothing to do with her skin color. It's her ability. And that took hard work and a lot of practice to do.
Yep, no doubt.
At least she should. I mean, I felt sorry for her when I heard it. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, once again, she's worshiping the altar of wokeness. Barbara, got to run. Coming up on a hard break here. But thanks so much for the call. We appreciate you listening and calling in. Coming up next, drones over Jersey. And is there an Iranian mothership? We'll find out. Stay tuned. It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The White House is calling it the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. President Biden is commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the pandemic. He also is pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes. These actions come on the heels of the president pardoning his own son.
President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter is not a popular one, according to a new AP NORC poll. Only about 2 in 10 Americans somewhat or strongly approve of Biden pardoning his son, who was convicted earlier this year on felony gun and tax charges. About half of Americans somewhat or strongly disapprove of the pardon, and the rest said they don't have an opinion. Republicans and independents are more likely than Democrats to disapprove, but even Democrats are split on the pardon.
That's reporter Amelia Thompson DeVoe. There's going to be a change at the top of the FBI. Director Christopher Wray has announced his upcoming resignation.
After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down.
Wray's announcement comes a week and a half after President-elect Trump announced his intention to nominate Kash Patel to lead the FBI. A storm packing high winds and rain knocked out power to thousands of customers in New England states yesterday. Meanwhile, heavy lake effect snow is expected in parts of Michigan through today, and dangerously cold temperatures in parts of the upper Midwest. In Southern California, crews are battling the Franklin Fire in Malibu, which has destroyed several structures and forced the evacuation of thousands of residents. More on these stories at townhall.com.
need to be realistic about our December diet. It's got to be the worst month of the year in terms of eating right. Inevitably, we'll stuff treats, meats, dishes into our mouths, leaving very little room for the right stuff. But you should be taking Balance of Nature every single day. Balance of Nature is made from whole fruit and veggie ingredients, and you shouldn't skip taking these daily supplements. I never do. It's the one thing I'm going to get right, because feeling good is important to me, especially in December. Join me in pushing back against the dreaded December diet crash. Get Balance of Nature, fruits and veggies in capsule form. That's all it is. You're going to love it. Use my discount code, MikeG. Sign up as a new customer to get 50% off, plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. This is an awesome December discount, but you got to use my discount code, MikeG. Call 800-246-8751 and use the discount code, MikeG. 800-246-8751, discount code, MikeG, or order online, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, MikeG, to get 50% off, plus free shipping.
Happy Thursday morning at 7:03 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a report of an accident. Haven't seen it yet. Eastbound I-70. It looks to be between Route 40 and the ramp at Route 29. So somewhere between Marriottsville Road and 29. It's out of camera range. We don't see it, but the report is there was some slowing as you're coming by the accident scene. Baltimore County out to a wreck now at White Marsh Boulevard at Perry Hall Boulevard up on the northeast side. Beltway continues to fill in now with all the normal delays. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
We had widespread rain yesterday. Now a quiet stretch of weather, sunshine, and cool temperatures through Saturday. 43 this afternoon, 42 tomorrow, and 40 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Ellicott City is 29 degrees. Hunt Valley, it's 32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The suspect charged with shooting a man at the Hartford Mall in June has been convicted. 35-year-old Wesley Lyons Jr. was arrested in July after being on the run for nearly a month after the shooting at a child's birthday party. Jury found Lyons guilty of second-degree attempted murder, reckless endangerment, and multiple gun charges. Ocean City is announcing a new music festival for 2025. Check this out. Boardwalk Rock will take place May 17th and 18th, feature a lineup that will include Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Shinedown, Alice Cooper, Bush, The Struts, Bret Michaels, and a whole lot more than a dozen additional bands. Fans can register for a code for ticket prices and pre-sales that start at 10 o'clock on Friday. 2 general admission tickets start at $195 one day at $165. Governor Wes Moore commenting on the arrest of Maryland native Luigi Mangione and the death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The governor says that when he was 3 years old, his dad died in front of him because he did not get the health care he needed. So the brokenness of the health care system is something he has lived with. And the Baltimore County Council has narrowed the list of finalists to serve out the term of County Executive Johnny Oshesky. It's a 7:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 126. Your pick 4, 2277. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front. No managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it. We sell it. You profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
Lamar stood for his weekly at the podium yesterday in Owings Mills, answering questions about the four-week stretch that's in front of the Ravens today.
I'm not worried about all the games. I got to worry about the Giants first, you know, so I'm just worried about beating the Giants. That's my only focus.
Lamar is 23-2 lifetime against the NFC, with his lone losses to the Giants back in 22 and the Eagles, of course, 2 weeks ago. After nearly a half century in the NFL, Bill Belichick is headed to the college game, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, to be exact. He will become the next head coach of the Tar Heels. It was a five-year deal announced yesterday. Army-Navy Saturday at Northwest Field in Landover. Navy head coach Brian Newberry was an assistant last year. Here's what he learned from the game.
It's going to be a very emotional game, and you got to be careful about it. You don't have to get them going for this game. You almost have to pull them back a little bit, and execution is more important than emotion in a game like this. And
so, baseball news, Garrett Crochet, now a Red Sox after being a White Sox. Crochet to Boston for four minor leaguers, a major deal. Coming up at 7:35, plant a flag, go to jail. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two, you're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Join the debate and discussion here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. And, of course, you can text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Top stories coming up in this hour.
Coming up later on this hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, well, it turns out that there have been more attacks on Trump nominees. Guess who they're going after this time? Kristi Noem.
There's some allegations from some CNN reporting out today, and I was wondering if you can respond to allegations that you neglected your state in order to boost your national profile.
You know, that is absolutely not true whatsoever.
Period. An Australian doctor making news after his revelations and breaking down over the jab.
Australia's governmental health authorities have chosen not to monitor new or emerging cancer trends following the widespread use of these vaccines.
Yeah, it's amazing. But let's start with this, if we could. It was an interesting day yesterday because we're all now becoming more and more aware of these drones over New Jersey. And it sounds like you have a follow-up hit from a cake on the beach, a cake at the ocean. But what you have is these things are the size of SUVs. This is not that little recreational drone you picked up for $29.95 at the toy store. These things are big, and they have to be coming from somewhere and going to somewhere. Well, Congressman Jeff Van Drew says, yeah, and I think I know from where and to where.
Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones. That mothership is off, I'm going to tell you the deal, it's off the east coast of the United States of America. They've launched drones, is everything that we can see or hear. And again, these are from high sources. I don't say this lightly.
Yeah, there's an Iranian mothership. You know, they threatened Donald Trump. They threatened his life. And so now we have potentially Iranian drones over New Jersey, including right over the golf course that Donald Trump owns and one of his residences there. Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey says, be really nice if somebody would tell us something.
What can you tell us? What is going on, and why is it taking so long to come up with an explanation?
Yeah, it's a good. I don't blame people for being frustrated. It's really frustrating that we don't have more answers as to where they're coming from and why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah, KJP was asked about this yesterday in the daily press briefing, Sean, and she had the classic response that one would expect from this administration.
Has the federal government ruled out that these are controlled by foreign entities?
Yeah.
And
do you know if they're conducting surveillance over these
So
areas?
I cannot make any kind of predictions or comments about that specifically from here.
Why not? Well, this is curious. Why not?
They did over at the DOD, as the Pentagon yesterday. Yeah. Sabrina Singh, Pentagon spokesman, said there is no Iranian mothership off the coast of the United States. These are not from a foreign actor. So that leads me to believe that the Pentagon knows what they are, but they won't tell us. So are they exploiting our own vulnerabilities? Are these? And if that, here's the question: what are they? Where are they coming from? Are they armed? What kind of fuel are they carrying? Because if they are shot down over U.S. soil, then somebody could be hurt.
Yes.
You got to try to get these things out over the ocean. And if they're from a nefarious actor or a malevolent force, I don't buy that they're UAPs for a single moment, then they need to be taken down. They're basically flying over the president's golf course at Bedminster.
Yeah, which should be concerning to all of us, no matter what your political leanings are. I'm sorry, DOD knows what they are and where they're from. You could not convince me otherwise. And they're stonewalling this. You heard KJP stonewalling. You heard simply a cover story being put up by the Department of Defense. I can't wait to see how this thing develops. More on that coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, including comments from Congressman Jeff Smith, who saw these damn things. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the Harbor Tunnels still continue to move. Four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, 895. The traffic is going into the old Harbor Tunnel, but that's the good news. The bad news is we're backed up pretty heavily now, back towards the area at the city-county line on 895, especially backed up again now, back beyond Pulaski Highway. I'm going to check just to see. Almost back. Yeah, it's basically there now, right at Moravia Road. So southbound 895 at Moravia, 95 is slow now also at Moravia Road. So from right there through both the tunnels now, 20 to 25 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. There are no issues right now, though, on the southbound side. The wreck that was there, I-70 after Marriottsville Road, that's already been checked and cleared. Baltimore County was out with the wreck at White Marsh Boulevard, at Perry Hall Boulevard, and again, all the normal delays are there around the Beltway. Saw some slowing, don't see any problems, but 295 North is really heavy and stacked up as you're coming up through the interchange at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be a sunny and dry day today, 43, 27 for the low tonight. Right now, partly cloudy, 31 in Reisterstown. It is 32 in Severn. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Christopher Wray has announced he is stepping down as director of the FBI at the end of the Biden administration. So that'll be his resignation will be effective January 20th at 12 p.m. when the new president is sworn in. Donald Trump reacted, the president-elect saying the resignation of Christopher Wray is a great day for America as it will end the weaponization of what has become known as the United States Department of Injustice. I just don't know what happened to him. We'll now restore the rule of law for all Americans. Under the leadership of Wray, the FBI illegally raided my home without cause, worked diligently on illegally impeaching and indicting me, and has done everything else to interfere with the success and future of America. They have used their vast powers to threaten and destroy many innocent Americans, some of which will never be able to recover from what has been done to them. Kash Patel, the most qualified nominee to head the FBI in the agency's history, and is committed to helping ensure that law, order, and justice will be brought back to our country again and soon. As everybody knows, I have great respect for the rank and follow the FBI, and they have great respect for me. They want to see these changes every bit as much as I do. More importantly, the American people are demanding a strong but fair system of justice. We want our FBI back, and that will now happen. End of quote. So, yeah, the raid, and, you know, we could go through a whole laundry list here of, again, what about the J6 pipe bomb investigation?
Mm-hmm.
Gone nowhere. What about the report on the how many federal agents on the ground on J6 that day? It was estimated to be as many as 200. What about all these military-style SWAT raids against, you know, Indiana Meemaws and of course, pro-life sidewalk counselors, yeah, et cetera? This guy ought to be ashamed of himself. He should be really, they should bring tarring and feathering back to Washington and run him out of town on that day.
Yeah, this is the problem when you have justice politicized. It makes us into a banana republic, into a third world country where you simply target your political opponents after making up a law that fits only them.
Donald Trump is expected to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year, according to a new report that should be put out maybe sometime today. But the greatest political comeback in history is just, it's one for the history books, and we are living through historic times. President-elect Trump will ring the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange this morning. There is a room for Carrie Lake in the Trump administration. Yesterday, President-elect Trump announced that Carrie Lake will serve as the director of the Voice of America. My old stomping grounds. So I used to work there back in the 70s, right around Ronald Reagan's inauguration was the last thing I covered when I was at VOA. So very important voice as we get American values and our message out around the world. Fani Willis has been hiding records of communications with the J6 committee after a court finds her in default. She may be one of Kash Patel's first cases when he gets over to the FBI. Elon Musk and Doge, he says federal government computers and software are in such bad shape, they often cannot verify that payments are not fraud, waste, or abuse. That's why the government can't pass basic audits. Well, the Pentagon just filled, what, their seventh in a row?
Yeah.
They often literally don't know where your tax dollars went. It's insane. So he says he's going to fix it. And Doge is going to take a look at that. Corrupt New York Attorney General Letitia James refuses to drop the civil fraud case against President-elect Trump. She's going to go out in a blazing glory. Trump says he will not accept the $450,000 presidential salary again. He gave it up the first time he ran, and he would give it to certain causes, certain agencies, things of that nature. He is foregoing the money once again as President 47. So big news there. But, of course, Chris Wray being gone is the big one. So now we can get on now, maybe with reforming, with Pam Bondi as the Attorney General, and Kash Patel, if he's confirmed as the FBI Director, I think we'll be in pretty good hands. We'll see what happens.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Just 39 days to go until 47 is inaugurated.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
You recall how cavalier the Biden-Harris regime was with the Chinese spy balloon?
Yep.
It was allowed to traverse the entire United States of America before finally being shot down over the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
God forbid, it should have been shot down when it was in the Pacific Ocean.
Yep.
But instead, they were allowed to get whatever intel they needed and send back to the CCP. And now I'm just deja vu. Stop me if you've heard this before.
Deja vu all over again.
These drones that are over the Jersey Shore coming from the Atlantic Ocean. And look, we have the Pentagon fully denying that this is an Iranian mothership. The White House through KJP and the Biden White House saying, no, these are not from Iran. They're not from any foreign actors. So guess what? There aren't many drone hobbyist clubs that have SUV-sized drones, so you can rule that out. They're not UAPs or UFOs, as they were once called.
Yeah.
So what are they? And who is operating them?
Who's gathering
and why has there been a total lack of interest on the part of the military, because it's their job? And what about the Secret Service? They're flying over Bedminster. You would think the Secret Service would want to know what the hell these things are.
Yeah, look, we have the technical capability, Sean, of bringing them down. We do. in any of a number of different ways.
Unless they're ours. Unless they're ours as part
of... We should know.
Well, unless they just they don't want to tell us. They're not being transparent as to the reason why they're being flown all over the area. So we'll have to wait and see.
Well, there are only a couple of government agencies who would have that capability. The military, and I don't think the FBI has that capability. The CIA might. But, of course, the CIA
is... Well, the FBI is saying we don't know what they are.
Yeah, CIA, they're not supposed to do anything in America at all.
Well, that doesn't mean they're not.
I know. But my bet still is on a foreign actor, despite what they're saying. It's just absolutely insane to be taking a look at this. Look, here are a couple more cuts.
We got a break, and then we'll get to the cuts. It's 7:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Twenty-two minutes after the hour here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come at 7:35. Wait till you hear this from this Australian doctor, this professor who is talking about, you know, what have we done as a society, as a culture with these mRNA vaccines. Yeah, it actually was so overcome with emotion, he breaks down during his presentation. And there's a lot of news in that vein with these, because a lot of people, it's COVID's over, I don't want to hear about it, I don't want to talk about it anymore, but these mRNA jabs and the side effects of these jabs are going to be with us for a long, long time, especially something called turbo cancer.
Wow.
We're watching a lot
That's
of cancer
stuff
that is growing. We played the clip of the guy just a couple of weeks ago saying that the cancers are growing more rapidly now, and again, they're accelerating and they're cutting years off people. I mean, if you have a cancer prognosis or diagnosis, rather, and they used to give you 6 months to live, that could be 6 weeks now based on the jab. So more coming.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
They've decided to do some construction, which we always question why this time of the morning. Northbound 95, Harford County, Route 24. They're now blocking the right lane. They've been there several days. They weren't there yesterday because of the rain, but they blocked the right lane, and it is, quarter after 7, 7:30 in the morning, and it backs up the interstate. I don't know why, but that's up to them. Either way, you'll have a delay north of Route 24 through there. New minor wreck eastbound Route 100 at Washington Boulevard. That may have some partial road blockage there. Beltway is slow. Harford Road, Interloop at Green Spring, the west side, about the usual area. 795 down through the ramps at Frederick Road. Coming up the southwest side, we're still okay on the Beltway at the BW Parkway. Nothing major, but we're all backed up as we're going south into both the harbor tunnels. And let me just see here. Did I just see somebody going into the tunnel southbound left side?
Did you see that?
Let me see. No, they're coming out of the tunnel southbound. Okay, I thought I saw a police car go in to the left tube southbound. I'll keep an eye on it. But we're backed up to Moravia Road on 95, backed up to Moravia Road on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry, chilly, 43 down to 27 tonight. Going to be a chilly weekend as well. Right now, sunshine, 34 in Annapolis, 32 in Bel Air. You're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot at 7:25.
Chris Smith is a congressperson from New Jersey, and he had some rather personal testimony, Sean, about these drones that are flying over large parts of his state.
So last night I was on the beach in Island State Park in Ocean County with the sheriff. He has been working it every single night. He's got his own tethered drones chronicling. One of his officers two nights ago saw 50 drones come in off the ocean right there. So we thought maybe they'll replicate it. They didn't, but we thought it was a possibility. Then last night we had a number of other people there, including a commanding officer from the Coast Guard, who said that one of their 47-foot motor lifeboats was followed by between 12 and 30 of these drones as they went through the water, followed right behind them.
Yeah, in other words, they're like in their wake. You have between 12 and almost three dozen back there in the dark following you. And if that's not provocative, I'm not quite sure what is.
That, to me, is very, very not just suspicious, provocative. And this could be a foreign power, whether it be Putin, whether it be Xi Jinping in China or the Middle East. We can't rule any of that out.
Yeah, no, one of the things that we've been asking here on the morning show, I'm quite sure that you guys talk about it as well, is, you know, we do have the technical capabilities. Smith says, yeah, we do, and he's contacted DOD about this. His question is, why haven't we brought them down?
I called the joint base and talked to the commanding officer there and asked, we know we have the capability within DOD to ascertain where it's coming from, even bring it down, and they have it, but they don't have the, quote, authority to do it.
Well, who gives the authority? I mean, there are a number of people who could give that authority, but it's certainly White House level. Joe Biden, during those few moments during the day where he's conscious, he could certainly say, bring one of them down. Let's find out where the hell they're coming from and who they belong to. If they're not Iranian, if they're not Soviet, if they're not Chinese, if they're some domestic organization, let's find out. Let's out them and tell the people the truth. It's not all that complicated. Rebecca Heinrich works for the Hudson Institute, and she says, look, these things are flying over Trump's golf course.
You have Northern Command, that's the military component, and then you have Department of Homeland Security, and then you have the FAA, which does all of the regulations that has to make decisions about who needs to do what. And, of course, the Northern Command believes that they have the authority to protect military bases, but what about critical infrastructure? What about the rest of the American people who are looking up at these massive UASs?
Yeah, and they are massive. Again, the size of an SUV. These are not little drones. I mean, you know, I've seen a number of little drones. I kind of thought it'd be more fun to have one someday. But, you know, these things are huge.
Well, we haven't seen these before. Like, these are not the kind of drone you buy at the store as a hobbyist or whatever. You put it up in with remote control. They're also not the UAV drones that we have, the Predators, the Reapers, et cetera. They fly anywhere from 30 to 40, 50,000 feet, and they're armed. They carry missiles on the UAV. So these things we haven't seen before. So the question is, I mean, look, Congress, who's paying for these? If this is military, if this is CIA, NSA, or FBI, someone's paying for this stuff, so Congress should be looking into it. You know, who's paying for this? Where's it coming from? And who's operating these things over the bedmen? It's like one thing if it's, some guy just wrote it and said that they've been on the eastern shore here. They've spotted these drones here in Maryland. So that's the first I'm hearing of it. But somebody's paying and operating these drones. We have the technology right now to figure out launch point, where they're coming from, where they're going back to.
Yep.
We have the technology not only to know that, but to bring them down if necessary.
Well, Rebecca Heinrich says, look, there's no need to discover this stuff. Her estimation is, and she's a very, very bright individual, works for the Hudson Institute, is, you know, they know. The government knows, and they're just not telling us anything.
I can't speak directly with knowledge about this particular incident, but I would speculate from an informed perspective that actually the government probably does have an idea about who is doing this. But if they say who is doing it, that will require them to have a response. And they are not prepared with a response, which is why we continue to get the answer that we don't know. But they seem too big to be hobbyists. They do seem to be coming from a foreign power.
Yeah. Every estimation out there, with the exception of the government, saying, yeah, we're thinking foreign power here. But the government's not going to say anything. And as she said, if they actually identified it, they'd have to do something.
It's interesting because yesterday, Sabrina Singh over the Pentagon said these are not coming from Iranian mothership. She didn't say anything about the Chinese.
Right.
She didn't say anything about the North Koreans or even the Russians. But
or
she said there wasn't coming from
the Hezbollahs or anybody
exactly.
else. Any other foreign actor.
All right. Get your thoughts on that as well. 410-922-6680 at 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines once again. Here's Bruce.
Thanks. Sean Governor Moore commenting on the arrest of Maryland native Luigi Mangione and the death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The governor says when he was 3 years old, his dad died in front of him because he didn't get the health care he needed. So the brokenness of the healthcare system is something he has lived with. He says the way to solve things, though, is not by killing people in cold blood because we don't like the industry they're in or the company they represent. And he is grateful that the wheels of justice are moving. Baltimore County Council has narrowed the list of finalists to serve out the term of County Executive Johnny Olszewski. Odds are it's either Jim Brochin or Catherine Klausmeier who's going to end up with the gig. Baltimore Police Department has appointed Ryan Lee to serve as the chief chief of detectives in the Operations Bureau. Chief Lee brings more than 22 years of law enforcement experience and a record of military service that's a distinguished record. However, he has been the chief of police in Boise, Idaho, and there were multiple internal affairs complaints against him in Boise, and the mayor there demanded his resignation. Lee also faced complaints while working as an officer in Portland, Oregon. Multiple agencies now investigating Wednesday's explosion at a Glen Burnie industrial complex on Ordnance Road. Blast happened at about 2:30 yesterday afternoon. There were no injuries. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms and Explosives responded to the scene along with Homeland Security, Anadolu County Police and the Annapolis Fire Department. And the suspect charged with shooting a man at the Hartford Mall in June, he has been convicted. 35-year-old Wesley Lyons Jr. arrested in July after being on the run for nearly a month after the shooting at a child's birthday party. The jury found Lyons guilty of second-degree attempted murder, reckless endangerment, and multiple gun charges. It's 7:32. WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes is next.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again. News brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Laser today, 410-356-7799, or send a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. Pick 3 lottery number 126, pick 4, 2277, and now... Traffic and weather on the Threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels are moving, but with delays, heavy traffic as you're coming south. 895 now is back to about the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is moving at Moravia Road. So overall, it's a little better than it's been the last couple of minutes. Anywhere from 15 to 20 to 25 minutes southbound, depending on where you are, would be the normal delay. Heads up, Harford County construction again today. Right lane northbound, 76-mile marker. That's at Route 24. They do this construction early in the morning. We are getting a backup northbound through there. The update on the wreck in Howard County does have road blockage eastbound Route 100 on the approach to Washington Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We had widespread rain yesterday. Now a quiet stretch of weather, sunshine, and cool temperatures through Saturday. 43 this afternoon, 42 tomorrow, and 40 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The subject of Mark Andrews came up yesterday with John Harbaugh at the Mike and Owings Mills. Remember, at the start of the year, the conversation about Andrews was, where was he? Well, it turns out he's been here all the time.
Mark Andrews is just one of a kind. I mean, he's got the nickname Andrews, as you guys all know, for a reason, I think, because that's what he brings, man. He's all ball. You know, he's all ball all the time.
First four games, Andrews 6 catches, 66 yards. Last 9 games, 37 catches, 424 yards, and 7 touchdowns. He's caught 88% of his targets over the last 9 games. That is best in the NFL. College football news, he did it. After nearly a half century in the NFL, Bill Belichick is headed to the college game, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, to be exact, where he will become the next head coach of the Tar Heels, a 5-year deal announced yesterday. Army is a 6.5-point favorite over Navy in the 125th edition of this great rivalry. Mids head coach Brian Newberry on what impresses him about the Black Knights' attack.
Very good. Very physical up front. Obviously, the quarterback's a special player. They've got really good skill around him as well. That slot, that wide out, that B-back. And so it's going to be a great challenge to defend them.
And they are the top rushing team in college football, over 300 yards per game. Their quarterback, Bryson Daly, with 1,429 yards himself. Maryland announcing its 2025 football schedule yesterday. Three non-conference games to open up. Florida Atlantic, Northern Illinois, who beat Notre Dame, by the way, this year, and Towson. Conference games against Washington, Nebraska, Indiana, and Michigan. Baseball news. Garrett Crochet trades in his Sox from white to red. Boston acquiring the young right-hander for four minor leaguers. Crochet talented and inexpensive. Projected to earn only $3 million next year, and he's under team control for the next 2 years. Meanwhile, for Baltimore, it was Brandon Hyde on MLB Network the other day talking about the return of Felix Bautista.
I mean, and Felix is coming off Tommy John, so I think that we're kind of, you know, he's throwing the ball really well this in the fall. He's ended his rehab extremely well, so we're, you know, so excited to have him back.
Pitchers that are still on the market for Baltimore potentially include Corbin Burns, Walker Buehler, Sean Manaea, Nick Pavetta, and Roki Sasaki. High school basketball last night, Mount Carmel over Mount St. Joe, 53-51 in overtime. Head coach Tony Martin with his 500th career win. Cougars led by Mario Tatum with 14 points, and Joe Green paced the Gales with 15. Elsewhere, Archbishop Spalding romped over Loyola Blakefield, 81-51. T.J. Moultrie led the Cavaliers with 24. The time now is 7:37. When we return, plant a flag, go to jail.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Talk about making a mountain out of a molehill. Ohio State Representative Josh Williams introduced a bill in the Ohio legislature yesterday that would classify flag planting at Ohio Stadium around Buckeyes football games a felony. The Ohio Sportsmanship Act, it's called, authored by Williams, comes in response, of course, to Michigan's attempt to plant a flag after they beat Ohio State on the turf there. And this is just
it's absurd. It's absolutely a felony. Come on. You can't legislate sportsmanship.
It's crazy.
You can teach it and you can encourage it, but you can't legislate it.
Reminds me of a couple of years ago. I had a conversation, I can't remember what the delegate was, who had introduced a bill in Annapolis to require that on every sports field, whenever there's an event taking place, they'd have both a spot-a-pot and a fresh source of water. And I got that individual on the air and said, what the hell is this all about? And he told me off the air, well, you know, I had a constituent kind of push me on this. So I just got to wonder if the same thing is at play here.
I mean, this is just crazy.
It's
like
stupid.
Like you say, you can't legislate sportsmanship.
It's ridiculous.
And also, the other point is, if you didn't want them to plant the flag, maybe you could have stopped them and won the game. I mean, that's the
bottom line. Or maybe coaches need to get their players under control.
Okay, that's sensible.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Gary.
Goodbye.
That's just amazing. 7:39. Yeah, want a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Temps and the Tops at the Lyric on Friday, April 18th, with their 40th anniversary tour. They'll also be celebrating 60 years of the Temps' iconic hit, "My Girl." Reserve seats all go on sale this Friday morning, December 13th at 10 a.m. Tickets available at etix.com. That's E-T-I-X, and at the Lyric box office right now. We got a pair of tickets. First caller 410-922-6680, 1-800. WCBM 680. Call now to win your tickets for, of course, the Temps and the Tops coming up this spring. I wanted to share with you something that was going on down in Australia, which a lot of people don't really cover that much because it's, you know, obviously
it's down under.
It's down under. So they held this consortium of scientists, politicians, legal experts, doctors, medical experts, etc., focused on how the Australian government handled its safety concerns regarding the jab. A key figure at that debate was Professor Ian Brighthope, who is a respected voice in Australian medicine. He expressed his dismay and concern about the jab. Citing the work of Dr. David Spiker, Brighthope revealed alarming findings of synthetic DNA contamination in both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. In fact, he said the risks of genomic instability could lead to cancers, autoimmune diseases, and other severe health issues. He said the DNA contamination levels were up to 145 times the permissible limit. He called it a catastrophic failure of public health governance. And in addressing the crowd, he got very, very emotional, especially when he realized how many of these deadly vaccines have been administered in Australia alone, not to mention what's happening worldwide. And so, and this is comes on the heels of a federal judge forcing the FDA to release over a million pages of Pfizer's COVID-19 trial documents they wanted to keep hidden for 75 years. And Joe Biden is out there now extending the COVID-19 emergency declaration to shield Big Pharma and the jab makers from liability until the year 2029. So, again, there's a lot of cover-up going on here. But this, to me, this was the thing that really emphasized just how bad it is. When you have a professor, a doctor, a scientist, this is Professor Brightope, when he was describing what had happened here, and he just completely broke down and got very emotional. But when you think about it, they told us, Bruce, that this did not modify our DNA. This did not contaminate our DNA.
We were told at the time over and over again.
This was shared to us with people allegedly at the NIH and elsewhere. This was government disinformation and misinformation. And here is Professor Brighthope talking about this issue.
Australia's governmental health authorities have chosen not to monitor new or emerging cancer trends following the widespread use of these vaccines. It is troubling that the Department of Health has not made data on cancer trends post-vaccination publicly available. It is their responsibility to do so. This is a critical gap in public health oversight. Given the massive contamination levels of rogue residual DNA in the Australian vials, we must expect an ongoing rise in cancers and other genetic disorders in Australia. This issue is a potential long-term health crisis waiting to happen. This matter must be taken seriously by every Australian. We must advocate for immediate public health responses. We need our health authorities to begin monitoring these trends. Without immediate action, we risk leaving Australians vulnerable to a wave of preventable diseases that may devastate families and strain our healthcare system.
Having a tough time there.
That's Professor Ian Brighthope, and there's more, but it's just to watch. This is a man of science. This is a man of science who lost it because he now realizes what we did. And that's just in Australia, the 60 million deadly doses. Imagine what it is worldwide.
Yeah. 7:43, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. But hey, before we do that, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680, if you would like to be our contestant, as will be one Chuck Whitaker. He has right now traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
Morning, brought to you as a service, Sabardi's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. That delay on eastbound Route 100, looking at it live here with the camera coming east towards Washington Boulevard. Very slow through there, fighting some bright sunshine there as well, but the accident scene had some road blockage on the right side, right at Washington Boulevard, so it's a pretty good-sized backup. It looks like could be at least a mile for the traffic eastbound through there. There's a new wreck also in Howard County, Route 1 at Whiskey Bottom Road. City Fire just pulled up. They have a wreck right at the city-county line, Liberty Road at Northern Parkway, so it's Liberty Road on one side, Liberty Heights Avenue on the other, but right at the end of Northern Parkway there, and again, some road blockage. Keep in mind, construction blocks the right side of the road, northbound 95 in Harford County after Route 24. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be sunny, dry today at a high of 43. Tonight, the low is going to be 27, pretty much the same for most of the weekend. Starts to warm up maybe a little bit early next week, but it is going to be highs in the low 40s Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, it'll be dry, no precipitation, so that's the good news there. Right now, sunny, 32 in Owings Mills and 32 in Bel Air. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got two tickets to any of the three Horizon Cinemas locations. Good Friendly Show. That includes Wicked, by the way, at any time. Theaters are in Aberdeen, Marley Station, and Falston. Book a party or an event at any location. And our contestant is John in Baldwin. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you. I'm with my grandson, Owen. We're back.
All right.
You're going to tag team us again.
Yeah, the dynamic duo is back. All right. Do you want to go first, second, third, or last?
We'd like to go last, if that's okay.
That's entirely okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here are your stories. Story number one, good luck to you and Owen. Story one, the Trump administration is considering incentivizing Americans to grow their families, offering cash incentives for each child born. And the program is called Cash for Kids. It will pay $5,000 for your first child, $7,500 for the second child, and $15,000 for the third child born to your family. They say the policy is to promote families and reduce the number of abortions in the United States while shoring up our Social Security fund, which desperately needs help there as well. Story number two. On social media platform X, a nonprofit organization called Catholics for Choice promoted its pro-abortion agenda by suggesting that the Virgin Mary could have aborted her child, Jesus. The ad read, "This holiday season, remember that Mary had a choice, and you should too." End of quote. And finally, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is going to appear in a new feminist show on Broadway. Apparently, the Saturday performance of the Tony-nominated musical Juliet. Again, you heard of Romeo and Juliet. This is just Anne Juliet. It's a feminist reimagining of Shakespeare's tragedy. And for Jackson, this will be a walk-on role and fulfills a lifelong dream. So is it story one? Trump trying to incentivize the growth of families with a new policy. Story two, Catholics for Choice use Virgin Mary to push their abortion message in a sick ad. Or story three, a Supreme Court justice walks on a Broadway show and Juliet. All right, we'll start with Mr. Bruce.
Story number one, money per kid. I think as long as there's a companion program called Tokens for Teenagers where you can send them back when you're done with them, I think that's probably a good idea, but I think that's fake news.
One for one. Chuck?
They were doing stuff like that with chickens. They called it Cash for Cluckers.
That's right.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I think 137.
I think it was Clunkers, though.
Oh.
It was. It was a car thing.
Yeah. Must have been a misprint.
That's right. Yeah,
probably.
Who's that showing? It was. Yes, it was.
He's being very serious here, Chuck.
I understand. Yeah, I'm going to go with one.
Chuck goes for one. Kristen?
Yeah, I mean, our news already feels like a movie, so it makes sense that our public officials are going to become actual actors when it already feels like they're actors. So I think that could be true. And unfortunately, there's a lot of liberal Catholics, so I think that could be true. So I will also say number one. If he does something, I suggest changing the title.
John and Owen.
I think the Catholics going off the reservation is a bridge too far, so we're going to go with number two, please.
All right, you're going for number two, John and Owen. Story number three gets no votes. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson appearing in a feminist Broadway show and Juliet. That is a true story. Mm-hmm. And story number two, Catholics for Choice using Virgin Mary to push abortion in this ad. Unfortunately, John and Owen, that is also a true story. Sorry about that, guys. Thanks for listening, playing the game. But story one, yeah, no cash for kids, at least as of this moment.
Should have gone with Juan, as Chuck did. He said, "I'll go with Juan." And I'm thinking, who's Juan?
Well, is it just because of the Pedro?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, okay, now we know.
Say hi to Pedro, south of the border.
South of the border.
Yeah, it's a fun spot.
He's speechless.
Go to the back of the parking lot and ask for Juan.
That's right. He'll be there.
Tell him
Senor Chuck sent you.
That's true.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, Democrats continue their assault on Trump nominees. But the Deck the Hall sale is still going on now through the end of December at Rescue Natural Supplements. All the prices are already marked down site-wide. You can save up to 78% on your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements and nutraceuticals with no side effects. It's good stuff. We don't get enough essential fatty acids in our diet, so we have the omega-3s. And, of course, there's all sorts of great stuff there, of course, for men's and women's vitamins. And with the Heart 360, we also have, of course, supplements will help you lose weight. The supplements will help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and help maintain your health or repair your health if it's gotten a little bit gone awry here of late. So now's the time to do it. Don't wait till the first of the year in your New Year's resolution. Stock up now. You can call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483 for the Deck the Halls holiday sale, where you can save up to 78%.
The Temptations and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at e6.com and the Lyric Box Office. In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out. Ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaw.
I guess that's Satchmo. Is that right? I think that's what we are. 7:53. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning. The morning backup now there. I-97 southbound coming down from Benfield through the split at Route 32. It's all the normal heavy traffic at that point. It does get better after the bridge at 178. But you're dealing with some bright sunshine on your travels eventually down through that area. Have not seen any problems at all, though we are a bit slow right at the area of the Severn River Bridge on the westbound side of 50, but it looks like we're okay at Ritchie Highway. Back over at Whitehall Road, all the lanes are open, and traffic looks good in and around the Bay Bridge at Sandy Point. Problems in Howard County, Route 1, Whiskey Bottom Road, a wreck. Eastbound Route 100 is slow with the accident approaching Washington Boulevard, and be careful for the wreck. City County Line, Liberty Road at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the Charleston is sunny, dry today, 43, overnight 27, and tomorrow it'll be dry and 42. Right now, 33 and sunny in Pasadena. It is 33 in Parkville. Coming up at the top of the hour, the BPD says they will not work with ICE to remove dangerous illegal alien gangbangers from the city of Baltimore.
Wow. There you go. All right. And at national level, they keep sniping at Trump nominees. The Trump nominees find themselves having to keep swat down a false story after false story. The latest in the crosshairs, Kristi Noem.
There's some allegations from some CNN reporting out today, and I was wondering if you can respond to allegations that you neglected your state in order to boost your national profile.
You know, that is absolutely not true whatsoever. The CNN report left out some incredibly important information on the 1,000-year flood we had in South Dakota this last year, and our response to it immediately days before the flood even came and hit the state. And so those families went through something extremely tragic, and we're continuing to work through the FEMA process to bring them all the resources that they need.
It's really outrageous because nationally there's been no negative story about her governance. As a matter of fact, her governance has been lauded by people from coast to coast. But now, of course, the stories come up, oh, well, she just wanted prominence on the national level, so she ignored her own state. That's horse hockey. But, of course, they're going to try everything they can against every single nominee. And then you have clowns like Elizabeth Warren. Man, she cannot stand Pete Hegseth.
Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense, thinks that women in the military should not serve in combat. He's accused of raping a woman and buying her silence with an NDA. He went to work events drunk and preyed on his female employees. He's mismanaged a veteran's nonprofit so far into debt they nearly went bankrupt. We cannot have a man like Pete Hegseth in charge of our national security.
Now, Sean, three of those four were lies. The first, yeah, his position is an awful lot of people's position is that if you have a woman in a combat situation on a front line, it's a potential danger to the rest of the unit. And that is the problem with having females in that kind of combat situation. But the idea somehow they showed up at work events drunk, no. That's never happened.
Right.
That he is, quote, accused of raping a woman. No. The accusation doesn't mean he's convicted of. Nothing ever happened out of it. It was a false accusation. The woman just went away with an NDA. The idea that she can put this tripe forward and feel she can get away with it with impunity is just a testament to how slimy politics can actually be. But of course, it's not just the politicians. It's the swamp media as well.
After a rocky start, Pete Hegseth, President-elect Trump's intended choice to lead the Pentagon, is on the rebound.
He's much better off this week than he was last week.
Is he a drunk? I mean, does he hang out in bars overnight? Does he drink for lunch and dinner and breakfast?
If he were confirmed as Secretary of Defense, he would not drink alcohol at all. He would abstain from drinking.
This is the biggest deployment of my life, and there won't be a drop of alcohol on my lips while I'm doing it.
It's good enough for me. When has an alcoholic ever promised?
Yeah, well, first of all, you have to establish that he actually is an alcoholic, which there is no substantiation of whatsoever. But, yeah, he's not being turned into a joke on the late night
shows.
Yeah,
this is the anatomy of the smear.
Yep.
And you see it all the time. Pelosi talked about it, where they manufacture this stuff, and then they just they repeat the talking points in the Democrat Party. And then, of course, they get their media puppets to echo these kinds of salacious allegations and accusations without any evidence whatsoever that they're true.
Yeah, and if the allegations, if the nonsense isn't enough, then you have gotcha questions being posed over and over again by the swamp media. Like this one, Kash Patel's walking down the hallway, and he's answered this question half a dozen times. They keep going after him, keep going after Trump, keep going after anybody they can about Trump is going to go get his enemies on his enemies' business, and he's going to use Kash Patel to do it.
Are you going to be seeking retribution against Donald Trump's political opponent, sir?
We look forward to a very smooth transition at the FBI, and I'll be ready to go on day one.
Period. And he walked away with you know, prudence. I mean, the temptation would have been to turn on her and say, what the hell are you talking about?
Besides the Democrat Party not getting why they lost, the media still is in
denial.
They
don't understand.
As well. And they look it upon their job now is to somehow rehabilitate a once proud party, which is now in tatters. They should remain in tatters because they do not know how to govern. They are not consistent with freedom and the good nature of this country. They just aren't. They've been hijacked by progressive Marxists, and the American people spoke on November 5th. We don't want to go in that direction.
Yeah. You also, by the way, a cut that I did not put in. It was Nicole Wallace saying that Trump lied, that he said that they raided his Mar-a-Lago home. What the hell else will you call it?
Yeah, well, she's a
really, seriously.
Moron.
When you show up with these people all in body armor in the middle of the damn night, what else will you call it?
Bob Zeman is our winner of the Temps and Tops tickets. Bob, thank
you.
Bobby, congratulations.
Good.
And we'll have more tickets for you tomorrow morning here on the show. It's 8 o'clock on the morning drive.
WCBM Baltimore is Mike, top one, radio, 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says he will step down at the end of the Biden administration, 3 years before his 10-year term expires. His announcement comes a week and a half after President-elect Trump announced his intention to nominate Kash Patel to lead the agency. Correspondent Eric Tucker says Patel has talked openly about ridding the government of conspirators against Trump.
He said that that could include going after the media or people in government who are perceived as having been disloyal. And so the public is really sort of waiting, as is the FBI, to see what direction the Bureau might take under the leadership of Patel, assuming that he is in fact confirmed.
The White House says President Biden is pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes. He's also commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 others who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the COVID pandemic. Evacuation orders remain in effect for thousands of Malibu, California area residents who were forced out of their homes by the Franklin fire. Some homeowners are starting to learn about their losses.
We lost some pets. We had, you know, bunnies that got, I think, did not make it, and we lost, you know, a lot of stuff. So I think my girls cried, obviously. But it could have been worse, I guess.
His house was one of the structures destroyed in the blaze. As of last night, the wildfire was only about 7% contained over 6 square miles. The House has passed a measure that authorizes a 1% increase in defense spending and a double-digit pay raise for about half of the military's enlisted service members. The bill also includes a ban on DOD health insurance plans covering certain transgender medical treatments. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Madame Giselle senses something in your future.
Is my boyfriend going to propose?
It's a big storm.
Wait, we're going to get in a fight?
No, a literal storm. Wind, heavy wind. I see a tree falling on your RV.
Oh, that's fine. I'm covered by Progressive. So, is my boyfriend there? Maybe on one knee?
The entire roof is crushed.
So, no ring.
Be prepared for the unexpected with Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Product features subject to policy terms and may not be available in all states or for all vehicles and covered selections. Able.
Tuesday morning? No, it's Thursday morning. 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Whoa! Oh, we had another couple of days. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
The construction on 95 northbound is after Route 24, and it's still blocking the right lane. Not much of a backup right now, so it looks like they're dealing with it for the moment. But if you're coming on from the ramp at 24, if you're going north to Harford County, watch for that. Still working on the wreck, actually, too, in Howard County, eastbound Route 100 at Washington Boulevard, Route 1 at Whiskey Bottom Road, and again, City Fire was out with the wreck at Liberty Road at Northern Parkway. We've had all of our normal delays going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We had widespread rain yesterday. Now, a quiet stretch of weather, sunshine, and cool temperatures through Saturday. 43 this afternoon, 42 tomorrow, and 40 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Glen Burnie, 33 degrees. Hunt Valley has 32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The suspect charged with shooting a man at the Hartford Mall in June has been convicted. 35-year-old Wesley Lyons Jr. arrested in July after being on the run for nearly a month after a shooting that took place at a child's birthday party. The jury found Lyman's guilty of second-degree attempted murder, reckless endangerment, and multiple gun charges. Following the verdict, Lyons was returned to the Harford County Detention Center, where he will remain until sentencing in February. Ocean City has announced a new music festival for 2025, and check out these names. Boardwalk Rock is going to take place May 17 and 18, featuring a lineup that includes Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Shinedown, Alice Cooper, Bush, The Struts, Bret Michaels, and a whole lot more, more than a dozen additional bands. Wes Moore, commenting on the arrest of Maryland native Luigi Mangione and the death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, Governor says when he was three, his dad died in front of him because he did not get the health care he needed, so they broke into of the healthcare system is something he has lived with. And the Baltimore County Council has now narrowed down the list of finalists to serve out the term of County Executive Johnny Oshesky, who will become Maryland's second district U.S. Congressman in January. It's 8:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 126, pick 4, 2277, and next, it's Star and on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
One of the questions surrounding the Ravens over the season's final 4 weeks is, can the defense keep it up? That was the question posed to safety Kyle Hamilton yesterday.
I think we're trending up, which is a good thing going into the playoffs. So, I was just talking to DBs. It's about who gets hot at the right time. And I feel like in all professional sports, especially in football, it's a grueling season. But if you have confidence going into the playoffs, going into that stretch, then I feel like anything can happen. So,
Ravens defense had allowed 50 pass plays of 20 or more yards through the first 11 weeks of the season, none in the last three. 25 points per game in the first 10 weeks, 20 in the last three. Bill Belichick has taken his 6 Super Bowl titles, 9 AFC championships, and 333 career wins to Chapel Hill, accepting a 5-year deal to become the North Carolina Tar Heels head football coach. The Fayetteville Observer reporting the contract details. 5 years, $50 million, and it's not the only hefty financial investment the Tar Heels are making. According to USA Today Network's Matt Hayes, North Carolina has committed to increasing its NIL package for football from $4 million to $20 million per year as part of its effort to land Belichick. And now comes word that former Browns GM Mike Lombardi will join Belichick in Carolina as general manager of the Tar Heels football program. This is crazy stuff in college football. And finally, two of the Orioles' top contenders in the AL East have now made pitching moves. Monday, it was Max Fried to the Yanks. Yesterday, it was Garrett Crochet to the Red Sox. In a trade with the White Sox, he'll be under team control for 2 more years. Coming up at 8:35, Scott Boras with a rare compliment for the Orioles. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030. 610-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Big WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 on The Morning Drive. Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Join the conversation, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, the latest lies being told about Pete Hegseth, but he brings receipts and blows them out of the water. Chris Paps of Fox 45 joins us to talk about how Baltimore City Schools has a promise to help a disabled student. They've broken that promise. But the top story here in this hour is that the Baltimore City Police, which is really Mayor Brandon Scott's police force now.
Yeah. Yep, it is.
They are pledging not to work with ICE as dangerous, illegal alien gangs are moving into the city. You know, the MS-13s, the TDAs, the Trinidad Aragua's, etc. Here's the commissioner, Worley, in an interview yesterday on a radio station, saying that they're not going to notify ICE of dangerous illegals in Baltimore City.
Mayor's made that pretty clear that we're going to continue as we are now. We're not going to notify.
Not going to notify. Why? Because of people in Baltimore City. Well, you already, you know, you're dodging bullets. You're fending off all sorts of carjackings. And, of course, now you have to worry about illegal, dangerous gangbangers that are being released back into the community. Thank you, Commissioner Worley. What a great job you're going to do. And I understand you're serving at the pleasure of the mayor, but sometimes you got to have some scruples. Sometimes you got to stand up for what's right. And he does admit that ICE isn't a law enforcement agency. And I would think that law enforcement agencies would work with other law enforcement agencies. You know, it's kind of a brotherhood. It's a kind of a fraternity.
Obviously, they're a law enforcement agency, but they work separate from us.
Yeah, no one's just asking you to work with ICE hand in hand. Just give them a heads up.
Yeah, when you get the bad guys, just call them.
Baltimore Field ICE Director Matt Elliston has reacted.
I would love to have the opportunity to sit down and tell them, you know, what it is we really do. Well, that's all it is politics. There's no public safety spin that you can try to put on, you know, not, you know, helping us arrest gang members.
Yeah. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, they arrest them. They have them. Maybe they're in the jail. Somebody just give ICE a call. Say we've got a person here that is an illegal alien. Take him off our hands. But no, they're not going to notify ICE of that.
Yeah, it makes too much sense.
But Ellison said there's a danger in that wrong-headed thinking.
Starting to uptick in Baltimore City. So we're starting to see a trend where some of these, you know, South American street gangs like Tren de la Agua are starting to come into the city of Baltimore, which is new for the city police department.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is brand new. We've seen what's happening in Aurora. We had Sheriff Chuck Jenkins on a couple of weeks ago. TDA is in Montgomery County, in Prince George's County. Now they're finding a way into Baltimore City. And Ellison explains what they expect of the BPD.
We're not asking for the Baltimore City Police Department to, you know, turn over everybody that they've spoken to on a traffic violation. Like, we're not asking for that. We want these egregious public safety cases off the streets.
Yeah. Not too big an ask, if you ask me.
And I'm sorry, and with all due respect, I know Commissioner Worley is a career cop, and I know he's right now he's got to parrot the policies of Brandon Scott. So Brandon Scott, with all his group violent reduction, apparently the GVRS doesn't include illegal alien gangbangers. And I would think, Commissioner, you'd be more interested in finding the shooters who killed two people in the Brooklyn Day Massacre. I mean, maybe focus on the things that are really important and do your job instead of worrying about getting on the wrong side of the politics of Mayor Scott.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck that came in right at the end of our last report, and it was dispatched as a rescue box, Hartford Road at Newcutt Road. And when they arrived, they said, yep, somebody was trapped in a vehicle there. So it looks like a lot of activity there. If you're traveling Hartford Road, you're on Newcutt Road. It's not far from the Hartford-Baltimore County line. Going to have a delay there. And, of course, Hartford Road at that point is only one lane either direction. So there will be an impact at the accident scene. It looks like eastbound Route 100 now is a little better from the earlier wreck at Washington Boulevard. JFX, you're slowing, coming down through Ruxton Road through the city-county line. And it looks like it's busy through at least Cold Spring Lane. Nothing major reported there, but there are some areas of bright sunshine southbound, and the Beltway continues with all the morning delays, of course, through the usual areas. And as we last looked at both the harbor tunnels, 895 is moving south with the lanes open, definitely busy, and all four lanes are moving at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, pretty active. active right at 95 Russell Street and 395. 95 is slowing towards the Caton Avenue ramp, and 395 is a little bit slow as well, joining that ramp onto southbound 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM weather channel forecast, sunny and dry and a high of 43. Overnight 27 for the low. Right now we're 36 and windy in Stevensville, and it is 32 in Ellicott City. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
A15 WCBM, once again, folks, it's time for us to head to the Big Top. Yes, we're going to find out which clown currently sits in the clown car and what they have to say. So please, enter the Big Top, grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring, because it's...
Hey, Stewie, time for the view.
Yes.
No, no, not again!
Yes, the hen's over at the view, and the chief hen herself...
Let me out of here. I can't watch another second.
Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't know. I don't know that seeing them celebrating in a bar made me comfortable. You know? I mean, you killed a guy. The man is dead. And maybe you just, you take the celebration home. You don't do it outside. But that's just me.
Yeah.
But what I you know, and people are conflicted because... He was an ill man, and the more information we're learning about him now, it turns out his mom had been murdered,
yeah.
And that may have been what set him off on his mental path.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's a horrible thing if your mom got killed. That is a terrible thing. However, that does not justify terrorizing people on the subway or the tens of... contacts with the police, including physical assault on other individuals. I mean, he needed help. He didn't get the help. And his dad now steps up afterwards and says, yeah, there's nobody there to help him. His dad would have been there to help him if he had been a real dad. Sorry to be as blunt as that. But right now, Whoopi, please get yourself back in the clown car and get out of here.
Like, I've got to get something off my chest here that's been bothering me over the last couple of days, as, of course, we're all struggling with the stunning and shocking news that Luigi Mangione has been arrested and charged the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. And, of course, this is, you know, you feel such incredible, you know, you're just concerned about the Thompson family, father of two, and he left a wife. Of course, what is also happening to the immediate family of Luigi, and of course the extended Mangione family. And I understand I have been inundated with requests to go on the media. I have been approached by NBC, by CNN, and others. I have no interest in giving any interviews regarding that. I'm going to wait as all the facts play out. All the evidence is in, and into a court role. But there are some people that will use anything and everything to try to gain a little fame. I call it fame porn. And one of the individuals that is out giving a lot of interviews right now is a guy by the name of, he's a lawyer. His name is Tom Moronic, and he went by the name Tom Moore. He did have a show on WCBM for about 20 years. It was a Saturday night show. And I've seen him now on BBC, CNN, Fox and Friends, Newsmax, and there's an article in the newspaper this morning that is in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter. And my issue is, Mr. Moronic is a lawyer. He has every right to his legal opinion, and if he wants to give interviews on his legal opinion, that's great.
That's fine, yeah.
But he is portraying himself as a quote-unquote long-time family friend of the Mangiones. He is not a longtime family friend of the Mangiones. He is described in the paper this morning as having ties to the family. He does not have any ties to the family other than the radio show that he hosted here on WCBM, which, by the way, he bought. He paid for that time.
So he was not an employee.
He was not a WCBM employee. He was not a Mangione Family Enterprises employee. He was a, and again, we love our brokered show hosts. We do.
Yeah.
But again, they're not employees. They're not employees of WCBM. They're not employees of the Mangione family. And to portray yourself as a longtime family friend of the Mangione family when you are not, I think is disingenuous. I think it is disgusting.
It's dishonest.
It is dishonest. Now, you can be concerned about the Mangionis, and I get that, and you are entitled to your legal opinion, and to that, whatever he wants to say, whatever interviews he wants to give, but when you see this domino effect of one media interview after another, CNN showed up here the other day looking for him.
Here.
Okay? So, again, he does not work here. He has never worked here other than hosting a show that he bought his time on Saturday night. So,
you're simply saying that he is not a longtime family friend.
He is not.
Okay.
He is not a longtime family friend. Stop portraying yourself as a longtime family friend. You're an acquaintance. Yeah, I get that. In the paper this morning, he says he knew the Mangionis. I've worked for the Mangionis for 36 years. Okay. I'm an employee of the Mangione family. But again, I don't know the entire family. I'm getting calls now on my phone here at work that, why didn't I recognize Luigi? I've never met Luigi.
Yeah.
Never met him. I've met the parents, but I never met Luigi. So, again, this is a horrific story. I just think it's opportunist, and I'm hoping he's not doing this to further his legal to his law firm.
And to be very careful, that is not what you're asserting. You're simply hoping that that is not the case.
I'm hoping that is not the case. I really am. I'm hoping that is not the case. And look, I know Tom, and I think he's, in the past, our exchanges have been decent and professional and so on and so forth. It just bothers me that people are using this as an opportunity for whatever reason. And it's I just want to get that out and clear my chest on that one. All right, day 21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
While Christmas for many individuals is a deeply spiritual season, and for many businesses, Christmas certainly has economic significance, most of us fail to appreciate Christmas in political terms. So I'd like to make the case that the birth of Jesus Christ is the most significant political event in the history of the universe. Why? Well, simply put, liberty is the product of order, not chaos. And a culture that values and protects ordered liberty cannot exist absent the acknowledgement of the author of liberty, the almighty, living, and everlasting God of the Bible, whose son is Jesus Christ. Now, at Christmas, we celebrate the fact that he entered his own creation and sacrificed his life to cover our sins. Now, for liberty to exist in a society, Christ's sovereignty must be the operating principle of its civil government. And for that to come about, his authority must exist in the hearts and the minds of the people. If it does, then there will be peace on earth. If not, then injustice, chaos, corruption, and tyranny will prevail. Now remember that the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ as the source of law and government is the very first presupposition of American government. Therefore, celebrating Christmas through nativity displays and public prayer and sacred song and all other forms of Christian witness is consistent with and supportive of the American view of law and liberty. So no matter what the secular bullies tell you, publicly celebrating the blessed birth of the Savior of the world is not only lawful, it is the most politically correct thing you will ever do. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
The Temptations and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at e6.com and the Lyric Box Office.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:23, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we mentioned this wreck. It's a bad one, Hartford Road and New Cut Road. So Hartford Road around the Hartford County, Baltimore County line is now shut down. So you can't come south from Mountain Road through there, and you can't go north as well. from that area. So you don't have to move over and use Bel Air Road or some other of the back roads through there. But probably Bel Air Road would be best served as the detour route. Pretty bad wreck there. Maybe closed for a while. JFX, you're still slow, but you're moving at the city-county line. All the normal delays are still there on the Beltway, the backup, and some bright sunshine. Usual delay, I-97 southbound going towards Annapolis with a heavy delay in into the bright sunshine right after Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the Genesis is sunny, dry today, and a high of 43. Tonight's low 27. Tomorrow, sunny and 42. Saturday will be dry and the high of 40. Right now, sunny and 34 in Arnold, and it is 34 in Pasadena. And it's 8:25. Let's get to the phones here. Jack is in Hereford. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning to you, Sean. Kudos for you for not doing any interviews with CNN. These people are vultures.
I have no interest. I have no comment
good,
for any of them.
Good for you. Good for you. A couple of things I want to go over about the View yesterday. I happened to catch it. But first I want to mention, you had earlier talked about Mad Magazine. Yes, they still publish it, but it's hard to find. You can go to like a comic book shop. Mm-hmm. There's one up in Reisterstown on Main Street called Cards, Comics, and Collectibles. I know they care.
I know exactly where that is. So they carry current issues of Mad Magazine?
Yep, they're current. Yeah, wow. Apparently they've been publishing them since 2022, but they did go and they did stop publishing them for a while and just doing online.
Okay.
But the thing with the View yesterday, Whoopi Goldberg wanted to know why, if she doesn't go to the hospital in a given year, why her insurance company can't give her her money back.
Oh, jeez.
That is the same woman who.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. This is the same woman that she doesn't understand what rape is. It's incredible. I think that, we can argue and debate the health insurance industry does need to change. And Obamacare did was add millions to the insurance rolls. It did not change the way the insurance industry operates.
The other thing was Bill Clinton was on plugging his new book, Citizen Clinton, and probably sell 100 copies. And he came in, he gave Whoopi Goldberg a big hug, Joy Behar a big hug, but the three younger women he just shook hands with. So I'm thinking Hillary probably laid her all down for him before he went on the show.
Well, they also asked him about a pardon yesterday of Hillary on The View. So maybe we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show.
She's done nothing that she needs to be pardoned for.
Yeah, he actually tried to play fast and loose with the truth, which he's been known to do.
What a cynic you are.
Jack, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
On that topic, John, who's a physician, retired now, has emailed in, if everyone, not just unions, could buy health insurance with pre-tax dollars, and if insurance was portable throughout the United States, and everyone had health savings accounts, the government could then subsidize insurance premiums for the lowest quintile of Americans, then the goal of universal coverage could be realized. So it was driven by the private sector. I've been arguing this since before Obamacare went in.
Right.
Individuals would be more cognizant of costs, and they would individually rein in those costs because of how aware they would be of the actual cost of things.
Yeah, well, it's a good point. As you do with Medicare, you shop for your advantage or your supplemental plan, and you can shop for it. You can do it for price. You can do it for whatever drugs it are covered, mm-hmm. whatever benefits are. So you have the ability to shop. If we could shop for health care like we do for auto insurance.
Yeah, and if we're portable across state lines.
Exactly.
That's one of the real problems is it's not portable even across state lines. We'll make it portable across state lines and let everybody purchase health care insurance in the same way that if you're a union member, you get it with pre-tax dollars.
Look, it wasn't something that Donald Trump did talk about because there's so many things, with the economy and with the border and with foreign wars and so on and so forth. But if anybody could at least start the conversation rolling to have legitimate health insurance reform in our country, it's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
As a businessman and somebody that obviously, I would like to see it happen. And maybe it starts to get done under RFK Jr. Once he is confirmed, we'll have to wait and see.
By the way, I choose my supplemental based on their logo and the colors in the logo. I think that's the best way to go. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, but you know your home is okay and you're paying 3.5-4%, and why move now with higher interest rates? Well, if you could find your dream home and have that interest rate in the mid-4s, would you go for it? If you're like me, you'd say, yeah. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. If you're going to list your home, don't list it until you've talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Seal, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. In today's market, you can actually purchase or sell your home in matters that were not available 20 years ago. But, of course, why list with an agent who just knows the techniques of selling your home from 20 years ago? Call Vinny Steele, not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
It's 8:30. Up next, Chris Papps of Fox 45. City schools break a promise to a disabled student. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you. Sean Baltimore Police Department has appointed Ryan Lee to serve as the Chief of Detectives in the Operations Bureau. Chief Lee brings more than 22 years of law enforcement experience. He was most recently the chief of police in Boise, Idaho. There were multiple internal affairs complaints against Lee while in Boise, and the mayor there then demanded his resignation. Lee also faced complaints while working as an officer in Portland, Oregon, but he is now the chief of detectives of the Operations Bureau in Baltimore City. Multiple agencies now investigating Wednesday's explosion at a Glen Burnie industrial complex on Ordnance Road. Blast happened yesterday afternoon, about 2:30 in the afternoon. There were no injuries. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives responded to the scene, along with Homeland Secretary, Anne County Police, and the Annapolis Fire Department. Suspect charged with the shooting a man at the Hartford Mall in June he's now been convicted. 35-year-old Wesley Lyons Jr. arrested in July after being on the run for nearly a month after the shooting took place at a child's birthday party. The jury found Lyons guilty of second-degree attempted murder, reckless endangerment, and multiple gun charges. And Ocean City has announced a new music festival for 2025, Boardwalk Rock. That's the festival going to take place May 17 and 18. Features a lineup that includes Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Shinedown, Alice Cooper, Bush, The Struts, Bret Michaels, and more than a dozen additional bands. Fans can register for a code for ticket presales, and those start at 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. It's 8:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Pick 3, lottery 126. Your pick 4, 2277. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new delay on I-95 northbound. It's not construction-related. Apparently, there's a wreck in the construction area northbound as you're coming up from White Marsh Boulevard and out to the bridge at Joppa Road. Some traffic is getting by, but it's slow after White Marsh Boulevard. It does get better once you get out to Mountain Road in Harford County. But north of White Marsh Boulevard, be prepared. It's a rolling backup right now on the northbound side. In case you missed it, big wreck, Harford Road near the Baltimore County, Harford County line, and Harford Road is now closed in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We had widespread rain yesterday. Now, a quiet stretch of weather, sunshine, and cool temperatures through Saturday. 43 this afternoon, 42 tomorrow and 40 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Want to save up to 45% on new blinds? Blindster.com offers custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters at prices far less than big-box retailers. And right now, save up to 45% off through December 16th during our extended Cyber Week sale. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. The Ravens with a big chance this weekend to pick up a game on the Steelers. Pittsburgh is at Philly, while the Ravens are at the Giants. First to John Harbaugh about the challenge of playing a 2-11 team at this point in the year.
The challenge is playing the team that we're playing. And this team has got really good players. And this team has got a lot of motivation to play well. You know, they're going to be motivated to win the game. That's the way it is in the National Football League.
Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton was asked the same question a little later on.
Our expectations don't change week to week. I think that's more of a outside looking in view on the game. You know, their record versus our record, you're just assuming something. But, you know, those guys play in the NFL too, and they got a lot of talent over there. And, I mean, we lost to the Raiders, who are 2-10 right now, so you can't.
College football world is buzzing this morning. Six-time Super Bowl winning head coach Bill Belichick is now head coach at North Carolina. Fayetteville Observer reporting the contract details. 5 years, $50 million, making him the 8th highest paid college coach, along with Kalen DeBoer from Alabama, as well as Carolina increasing its NIL package for football now from $4 million to $20 million. And now comes word that former Browns general manager Mike Lombardi will join Belichick in Carolina as general manager of the Tar Heels football program. Greatest rivalry in college sports continues this Saturday in Landover, Army-Navy at Northwest Field. Navy head coach Brian Newberry on the importance of this game to all the service academies.
This is the first time since 2017 that the winner of the game wins the Commander-in-Chief Trophy. I think it has only happened 5 or 6 times maybe in the history of the Commander-in-Chief Trophy. So, yeah, it's you know, the fact that we're playing a really, really good Army football team. And so I'd rather play an 11-1 conference championship or conference champion Army team than a 6-6 Army team. So it's going to be a great challenge.
Baseball news, a trade and a big one. Red Sox acquiring much-coveted right-hander Garrett Crochet from the White Sox for a bounty of 4 minor leaguers. And not only is Crochet's skill attractive to teams, so is his price. Projected to make only $3 million next year, and he'll be under team control for 2 more years. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde was on MLB Network Tuesday, was asked about the end of last season for the O's and why the team fell short.
Well, you hate to blame injuries, but I did think that did play a part for us in the second half. Where, you know, we didn't have Bradish, we didn't have Means, we didn't have Westberg, we didn't have Mateo. And those are some big pieces for us. Kjerstad gets hit in the helmet, misses a couple months.
And finally, Scott Boras, the mega agent who has become more famous than most of his clients. He's got several clients on the O's, including Gunnar Henderson, Jordan Westberg, and Jackson Holliday. Was talking about the Orioles' approach this offseason, saying that general manager Mike Elias is much more aggressive, including in his pursuit of former Orioles ace Corbin Burns. Of course, this coming under the first year of the new ownership under David Rubenstein. Guys, let's do our Friday football pick'em, at least for tonight, because Rams-Niners is one of the games. So this is Rams at Niners, Sean.
I think two teams going in different directions. I'm going with the Rams.
Okay.
Niners.
I'm going with the Rams. So Sean and I, you and I,
okay,
agree for the first time ever, perhaps. Guys,
No. When he said you're a great sports person.
Oh, well, I agree with that. Of course. Yeah, I mean, it's a second time ever.
Yeah.
Thanks, okay. Sean.
Twice. Not bad. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
It's 8:38. Yesterday, Baltimore County Council announced the names of the candidates advancing forward in the county executive selection process. They are Jim Broshen, who barely lost to Johnny Olszewski, Yara Shaik, Catherine Klossmeyer, George Protokakis, and Barry Williams. Folks, this is a smokescreen. This is Kabuki Theater. It's going to be Catherine Klossmeyer. Because that triggers a chain of events within the Democrat Party. Joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline is Fox 45 Project Baltimore investigative reporter Chris Papps. Chris, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Sarah Pugis, you're doing a series of reports now on this disabled student, and that the Baltimore City Schools had promised to, and he's in a wheelchair due to his medical condition, and they were supposed to install or repair a lift for him at school. And so give us an update on that. What is the latest on this story?
This is just such an emblematic story of what many people feel is wrong with Baltimore City Public Schools. So you have this young man. His name is Jameson Lewis. He goes to Curtis Bay Elementary School, which is in the far southern part of Baltimore City. And 2 years ago, the school system told them that they were going to have a wheelchair lift for this young man to use in the school. The school was built in the 1960s. The Americans with Disabilities Act was passed in the 1970s. So the school is not fully wheelchair accessible. It was grandfathered in. But the way that federal law works is that you have to make accommodations for the student. Well, when the student was in the school and they asked the family, hey, can you get a wheelchair lift put in? In November of 2022, the school system acquired $132,000 of taxpayer money, and they told the family that by May of 2023, this young man would have this wheelchair lift so that he can access the entire school. We are now in December of 2024, nearly 2 years later, the wheelchair lift has not been done. So the family reaches out to Project Baltimore. On December 3rd, I sent an email to the school system, and I simply said, do you find this acceptable, and why isn't the wheelchair lift working? 2 days later, on December 5th, the school system writes me back and says they apologize to the family for any inconvenience. The wheelchair lift will be done on December 10th. That was Tuesday. Now, follow me here. On December 10th, the school system writes me personally and says the wheelchair lift is operational. I tell the family, they're super excited. This young 9-year-old boy is going to have a wheelchair lift so he can be like all the other kids in the school.
Yeah.
They go to the school, and the wheelchair lift had failed inspection by the state. After 2 years of building this thing, it's not working. As of right now, the family just called me. It's still not working, and the school system is now scrambling, and it's just so upsetting. You know, I'm a parent myself,
right,
but also even as a journalist, guys, it's just so upsetting. How do you not? How does it take 2 years to build a simple lift? This is just what's wrong with.
So they got the $132,000 from the taxpayers, and they used that to build the lift.
That was what the original email said from the school system to the family. So I sent another email. There's been a lot of emails here. I sent another email because I want to know how much this actually cost. Mm-hmm. In November of 2022, when it was originally supposed to be constructed, the system got $132,000 in taxpayer money to build it. Well, that was 2 years ago with inflation and other costs.
Right.
What did it actually come to? We're going to get that answer, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be more.
You think?
Yeah.
But when you say it's emblematic of city schools, you hit the nail on the head there. It's amazing that they can't do anything right. They really can't. It's just.
Well, and here's the other thing. Who's going to be held accountable? Is anyone going to be held accountable? Is anyone going to lose their job? I mean, this is a significant amount of emotional stress for this family,
right,
specifically this young man. And who at Baltimore City Schools is going to be held accountable for yet another just failed situation when it comes to educating our kids?
Do you know who's responsible, who's in charge of this project?
I've asked specifically, and if City Schools doesn't tell me, I'll file a public records request so that we can find out, because those people need to be asked questions too. If look at it this way. If this were Dr. Santelis's child, you think it would have taken 2 years to build a wheelchair lift?
I think you already
probably
know the
not.
Answer to
yeah.
that.
My guess would be no, Chris.
Yeah,
of course not. And the family just doesn't feel like the school system cares about them. And when you see a situation like this, you know, maybe they're right. It seems like they kind of are right.
Chris, thank you for doing this story, and keep us posted on the latest developments. We appreciate it.
Bye, gentlemen. Have a good morning. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Chris Babbs, Project Baltimore, Fox 45. We'll keep abreast of that story and find out what happens to this for this young child.
The guy's doing such good work at Channel 45. He really is. My understanding, by the way, is that a couple of the stations are looking at hiring people to do the same kind of thing. I think that Channel 13 is going after a guy named Bud Weiser. And I think Channel 2 is going after Sylvia Blatz to do the same kinds of work that Chris is already doing very well at 45. 843 right now, Talk Radio 680. WCBM. He's shaking.
Something
his head,
wrong
Chuck.
With this man, Chuck.
Chuck, there's
some serious synapses not firing properly.
I knew he was messed up when he was on Painter's Mill Road. What are you talking about? That's when he thought he was doing something.
All right, Chuck, what's happening?
Oh, we got a problem now. 95 northbound coming up through Rosedale, and it's a vehicle fire. What else would we have? Another vehicle fire. Northbound 95, and they're basically now stopping the northbound traffic on the main line, and I do believe they're going to stop the ramp traffic here trying to exit to the Beltway. I just saw a trooper come up there, and I think he's going to stop that or at least maintain it going by. Now, the express lanes are open, so if you're coming up through the city-county line, you can get to the express lanes back there right after Moravia Road. You'll go by the area, and then the ramp traffic is going to be a little slow as well. But for right now, the traffic on the main line of 95 is not moving. This is right before the Beltway on the northeast side, 63-mile marker. There was a report of an incident on the Bay Bridge. Went down there and looked. They had the left-hand lane block going out onto the span. We were a little slow there in Sandy Point. It looks like to me it may be clear. Traffic is moving, but I'll go back and revisit that. But if you're going east on 50, keep an eye out for that. Hartford Road is closed with a big wreck near the Hartford County and the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, it is going to be a sunny day today, but cold with a high of 43, overnight 27 for the low, sunny and 42 tomorrow, and dry and 40 on Saturday. 34 and mostly sunny in Glen Burnie, and it is 34 in Baltimore City. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
All right, so there's a video going viral of two twins finding out if they're identical or fraternal. They've gone 28 years without knowing. And were pretty emotional when they finally got the answer. Don't know all the details behind it, but apparently they were separated at some point, and then they became reunited, and they obviously realized that they were related, and then they found out that they were twins, but they wanted to find out if they were fraternal or identical.
No matter what it says, we're still twins.
Yeah, it doesn't change that. Oh, God, I don't want to look.
Ready? Based on testing results obtained from the DNA listed, the probability of twin monozygosity is 99.999998. Assumed likelihood that they are identical twins is 530,260,710 to 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're identical. So that special moment in their lives, no doubt. It's 8:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up thereafter, Pete Hegseth again. We'll talk about that. But there's this other story. We were talking about this earlier before we came on the air about the overall level of violence that is we're seeing in our society now, in our culture. The other day, Capitol Police arrested a pro-trans man in an assault on Congresswoman Nancy Mace. So once again, able to get on the Capitol grounds and assault again a government official because they disagree with her transgender position of not being allowed to use, you know, biological males blah blah blah. So now it becomes, if you disagree or don't like someone's opinion, and we've seen the case of the United Healthcare CEO, and now of course with Congresswoman Mace, we don't resolve our differences with trying to lobby or present facts or make arguments. We resort to violence now in some corners of our society.
Yeah, that seems to be the way that folks want to go. which is sad, destructive, and kind of nihilistic, actually.
Yeah, and so my question is, where's this coming from? Where are is this the way people are raised? Not in every case. I mean, some cases it could be mental illness. Some it could be drug abuse. In other cases, I look at what's happening on the Marxist madrasas called college campuses. And UPenn has been in the news of late.
Yep,
a University of Pennsylvania professor is praising the CEO killer suspect Luigi Mangione, calling him the icon we all need and deserve. This is, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Her name is Julia Alexeyeva. She's an assistant professor of English and cinema and media studies. And she says, she put a post on Instagram, or TikTok rather, "Do you hear the people sing from Les Mis?" with the caption, "I've never been prouder to be a professor at the University of Pennsylvania." And so she said, "This is the icon we all need and deserve," and stated that a friend of mine made out with him while he was a student for those.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So this is what is teaching, actually, indoctrinating, manipulating. And I don't care. You're still, 18 to 21 years old. You still are vulnerable in some cases. Look, the ultimate actions of an individual are based on that. That's your responsibility. But we see a lot of this happening on our college campuses, where there's indoctrination, there's manipulation, there's brainwashing going on. And some people are more vulnerable to it than others. And I think that's another thing we're going to have to, besides the wokeness and the DEI and the military and elsewhere, we're going to have to look at our college campuses, especially Ivy League and a few others, and see what the hell's going on there. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
852, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Kim Klasick has recovered. And she's back this morning right after the 9 o'clock news right here on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, whatever clobbered her, she got through in lightning speed. So it's good to have her back from 9 to noon right here on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Right now it's 853. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
Apparently it was the Chuck Whitaker elixir.
That, I think so, yeah.
Bailey on the rocks. It'll cure just about everything.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
You put all you on. Got to do is melt some Vicks into some Scotch.
Oh, that, yeah. Make sure it's really good.
Or as my grandmother used to say, mentholatum. Put some mentholatum on. Right. Mentholatum cures everything. It's like the WD-40 in medicine.
Yes. If that doesn't work, if you're broken bone, where's the duct tape? Chuck.
Whatever makes it work.
Yep.
All right. Here's the situation. I think something may have just happened here at 95 South, but let me address this first. The vehicle fire was northbound 95 right at the Beltway in Rosedale, 63-mile marker. So they've had problems on the ramp to the Beltway. They've had problems on the main line. The only thing that was moving in the last couple of minutes was the express lane on the northbound side. So all this traffic now is confused about what they need to do, maybe to get onto the Beltway to get around it, and then sooner or later, you work your way back to 95. That's the option right now. 95 North was running very slow coming up from the city-county line. In the process of looking at that, something has happened on the southbound side. Do I have a minute?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Something happening here. Well, it is. Ain't exactly clear.
And it's not at the plaza.
Yeah.
No, there's no
cameras. The cameras are aimed in the wrong direction.
Bruce, I told you I used to like you. So while I'm looking, there must be a wreck right opposite the same area because the southbound side has now come to a stop right after the Beltway. So now we have problems on both sides with gridlock on 95 in Rosedale. So now we could move some traffic over to Pulaski Highway and Philadelphia Road. The good news is whatever was at the Bay Bridge has cleared itself. The backup at Sandy Point is gone. They're still working on the wreck. Harford Road will be closed for a while at the Harford County, Baltimore County line. Bel Air Road, of course, would be the primary detour route around that. But big delays right now on 95. Okay. Okay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes. Why is it me all the time? On Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. We'll see you in the morning.
See ya.
Weather channels are sunny, dry, and cold today. 35 right now and sunny in Pasadena, 34 in Parkville. Kim Klasick has recovered. She is back live right after the 9 o'clock news. Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, whatever hit you, clobbered you hard, man.
I know. I did it to myself. I did. I figured it out because, you know, that morning I woke up, I think I told you, with the chills.
Right,
I had a fever.
Yeah.
So I took a shot of DayQuil. But then I also take blood pressure medicine. So I think it must have just, wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, because you were wiped out.
Yeah. I could not, I couldn't really see very well. That's why I didn't want to get right in the car, because I couldn't really see.
Right, yeah.
But I'm feeling a lot better.
Good.
So, I did it to myself.
You look a lot better than you were the other day.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah,
We could tell you couldn't see really well when you kept talking to the vending machine.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. And waiting for answers.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Well, what's coming up?
I'm glad you guys just had Chris Pabst on with Project Baltimore. Yeah. I mean, that story makes you so angry. And I don't know if you saw the picture of that cute little boy. Oh, my God. He's so adorable.
Yeah.
But these are the things. It's like we pay more attention to the kids that want to change their pronouns than those with disabilities that just want to go to school and learn.
Good point.
Right? Our priorities are mixed up. So we're going to talk about that. Obviously, Mayor Brandon Scott saying that he does not want to cooperate with ICE. That was very interesting, but I thought he was going to go there. So we'll see. Maybe Governor Wes Moore can talk him into going the opposite direction, because it seems to me that he's been having conversations where he understands that this illegal immigrant problem is an issue. So who knows?
I'm not so sure. I mean, you know, he's still sticking by Vinny Schiraldi. So and we have juvenile crime that's at epidemic levels. So I'm not. We'll wait and see.
Yeah. You have no hope there. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, we will wait and see. And then also, I have a huge conspiracy theory. Put your tinfoil hats on.
Uh-oh.
The drones over New Jersey.
Yeah.
I've got a theory for you. I want everybody to tune in, because I think you're going to know where I'm coming
from.
It's
a great tease, because now I'm going to have to blow off my meetings to listen.
I got it.
All right, very good. Kim is coming up next.
Guys.
Thanks, Kim. Glad you're back feeling better.
I want to mention something. One of the things about this is about Luigi Mangione. One of the things that has been mentioned, and that people may not be connecting the dots as some might, is that he had serious back issues and surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
And having gone through 5 back surgeries in the last 3 or 4 years, I can attest to the level of pain that they can cause. And you saw it, Sean. I'd struggle in. The mentality for people in broadcasting is you get there, you do the work if you possibly can. But the indications are he went off the medication. What we don't know is whether or not he was self-medicating. And some of the drugs you use in order to cut the pain can be psychotics as well. They can trigger psychoses as well. Now, I have no idea what happened. I do know that if that is the case, I feel great empathy for the pain he felt, the physical pain he felt. It's worth it in the long term. It was for me, at least, to get the surgeries. I'm ambulatory once again, which is something I was not for a while. But it is a difficult path to go. That does not excuse the behavior.
No. It may explain it, but doesn't excuse it in any way, shape, or form. But pain can be debilitating in so many different ways. And then when you treat the pain, then with some medications that have some very serious, nasty side effects.
Yes, yeah.
And then people get depressed over their pain.
Yes, indeed.
So then they start taking antidepressants. Some of those antidepressants have side effects.
Precisely.
Like suicidal ideation and paranoia and so on and so forth. So there are any number of things. Look, we don't know in this particular case. You know, we know some of the motivation of mindset according to this manifesto. But we don't know, and we won't until we have further facts. But you're right. The pain can be very, very debilitating on so many different levels.
Yeah, my wife was, say, over and again, Bruce, you're incredibly stoic about this. Because I took the attitude early on that this is going to hurt. It's going to hurt for a long time, but I will get through it. Not everybody takes that perspective, and the pain can be absolutely overwhelming. Before I had my spinal cord implant done, which is a battery-driven thing that's inside my body, I had to go through psychological exams to see if I was depressed enough that they wouldn't do it because I'd off myself the next couple of months.
They installed it even though you failed the psych test. So it's amazing what modern medicine can do.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. Give us up next. Back tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. And God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.